the pods for the bugs. What you gotta say for yourself? Once again, this is
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, we got Mike C. Town.
What?
C4 24/7.
What it do, man?
Modest Media.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, brother.
What's up, man?
Say it ain't so.
Hey, guys.
Is that a new mask?
Huh?
Is that a new mask? Looks all shiny.
It's black.
Maybe it's the light. I like
it's
black.
Probably the light.
It's like some lingering.
Like a what?
That is? You made a
licorice color?
Never mind.
Lingerie?
Lingerie.
Shut up.
That's black people lingerie.
I know.
Victoria's Secretions?
Ew.
Victoria's Secretions?
Shut ain't up. Never heard that. I forgot what comedy show that was. Somebody said that. Might be Martin or somebody.
Oh man! And BZ430 is out this week, but sitting in for him, he's been on the show before, ladies and gentlemen. He is back, Spike Lou.
What's up? What's up? Happy to be here. Happy to be here with you guys.
It's been a minute, right?
It is. It's been a while, man. Yeah. I'm always enjoying it, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, real quick before we get into the show, we're not going to wait until the end. We're going to do it in the upfront, man. Just go ahead and give people a quick overview of what it is you do and where they can find you.
Absolutely. I am Spike Lou on all the social media sites from the On Deck TV podcast. The On Deck TV podcast covers hip hop on a weekly basis, just giving you the perspective from a southern point of view. Me and my guy, Animal Brown. Been doing it for the last 6 years, so just doing it in the podcast streets, and I'm always happy to spread the brand out and have good conversations with good people.
Cool. Appreciate you coming on the show. You can tell the man is a professional. He's talking
to
the mic.
I'm trying, man.
You know, he already know the mic is muffled, so he's making up for it by speaking. That's a professional.
He had a whole script.
I know, right? Off-written, memorized.
That's amazing.
That probably was freestyle.
Maybe it was. Damn, that's the best freestyle I've seen since KRS.
Oh, my God.
Also, I got a producer mic, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
So now you guys will be able to hear Huey when he interjects in the show.
There is so much equipment that goes into this. People just don't even know.
They don't even realize.
They really.
So just looking at this setup, it's like, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Yeah.
When you have this many
props
people.
To y'all.
Yeah,
thank you, Sophie, man.
It is crazy, like thinking about how we started to like where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we literally had like just a camera, and now we got fucking internet at the goddamn
got internets and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Connect
the web,
we can
world
connect
wide
to the
world.
Webs.
We got the
email.
World wide web.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Mike, we got the worldwide,
the worldwide, not just the local webs. I don't know if y'all knew, but there's a worldwide web. We can connect to the world.
See, we used to only just be in Atlanta. Now we in the world. But no, but just look at Huey set up. Then they got a big ass TV.
That's
iPad.
You like three hands.
No shit like that.
You got three screens.
I'm gonna take a picture for y'all to see this.
He like he about to launch.
Yeah. he about to launch in a fucking spaceship.
Definitely a spaceship.
Dude, he said, fuck 2020, like, I'm out.
T-minus.
Hey, dude.
Hell no.
Y'all can see that. The picture will be on the Is the Mic Still On Instagram. but anyway, y'all made me lose my train of this motherfucker said the internet.
Got light in the internet. Damn.
We done came up.
Came up, boy.
Shit.
www.ww.
If you like what you hear, and even if you don't like what you hear, please share the show and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, on social media, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to support the show, you can do so at Patreon. It can be found at patreon.com/isthemicsalon or click the link in the description. Thank you guys for all your support and to all the new patrons you have heard about what goes into this. You know, you guys are contributing to that and make that possible. So we really appreciate it. For those of you that are also new to the show, Is the Mic Still On is composed of five parts. We do a weekly recommendation. We do facts only. There are a couple. We jump into our topics, comment commentary, and we close out with the Pass the Mic segment. So, FIFO, you got a weekly recommendation for the people?
Just on the spot.
I'm gonna start
sending these out because I know we talk.
Yeah, just make it like one person's week. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what am I recommending? Just anything.
Yeah. Anything of interest this week? Just whatever.
Recommend Rod's shoes, and y'all talking about them shits for like 45 minutes earlier.
Are those Yeezys? Sad.
Well, he can't recommend them because he can't get them. Not everybody can get them.
You should have gave it to Rod then. So Rod would be like, I would recommend these shoes to you, but your ass can't get them.
What you got, Rod?
I feel weird about recommending because I wasn't even sure if I wanted to get them. Mm. I'm not the biggest supporter of Kanye right now, but it's funny. It's like, I didn't think I was going to get these. I put a raffle in for them and I actually won. I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'm buying them or whatnot. So I was just curious to see if I could actually get them, and I, you know, got them, but I would recommend them because they're comfortable. I will say that. Yeah. They are very comfortable shoes. Are they worth the amount of money? I'm not 100% sure, but they are very comfortable.
And there's cheaper alternatives.
Say, but, are you rather not say?
And there's cheaper alternatives. So
there are cheaper alternatives.
So I think what Rod is trying to say, being the other sneakerhead on the show right now, we recommend going Adidas Ultra Boost for the comfortability. Your price point, you can find a whole bunch of deals. Right. So I agree with Rod. I don't know if the Yeezys are worth everybody's price point, but Ultra Boost in general, go get that shit.
So you get Ultra Boost over Jordans?
Mm-mm. Comfort.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. Comfort-wise.
Oh. I'm just trying to figure out if the Yeezys did, in fact, jump over the Jumpman.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Was that? Did you
that
plan
was
that?
Good. That was no. good.
It's a okay. bar. It's
yeah,
bar.
I was good. That was
but
good.
No, but it
was.
It didn't jump no. over. It no. kind of stumbled a little bit.
It was talking about prices, though, but.
Can y'all just roll
I'm
with
sorry.
It
I'm just saying.
That was good. But it's like his recommendation. I recommend you just roll with the joke sometimes, bro.
Go with the bit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I said it was good. I said it was good.
You would be terrible at improv. You'd be like, wait a minute. So there's supposed to be a box? Is it a cardboard box? Is it plastic? I need to know.
How did he jump? Was it a trampoline there? I don't know.
Right.
God
damn.
Hey, look. But I feel right. Sometimes us tourists are a little too literal. We can be. So I feel you, but we here, Mike.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Sophie a little bit when she says Tauruses are trash. I'm trying to. I'm starting to agree.
All right, so off of the Yeezys that Rod managed to get, you're recommending for the general public, you two, the Adidas Amber
Ultra
something.
Boost. Ultra, okay. Boost.
Ultra Boost.
Yeah,
Ultra Boost. Any shoe that has the Ultra Boost built in, the NMD, the actual Ultra Boost. There's a whole bunch of other pairs that got that technology. Mm-hmm. Go get that. Your feet will thank you. Trust me.
They're very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Cool. I'm going to do it. I need some.
I'll go get you some Yeezys, though.
No, I don't.
Hell no.
Don't do it, Trey. You don't need the Adidas Coons.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rod. I wasn't insulting you.
Oh, no, good, man.
Okay.
I'm good.
What other colors they come in?
I know he has a lot.
He got a whole lot of colorways. But most of them are ugly as fuck. Those are the only ones I've seen that actually look good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Anyway, so that's that for that. Let's jump into the facts only. So, Kick Ass Pig.
Damn.
Wrote clarification: J in German is pronounced like a Y.
What?
So the name. Yawn in German is pronounced like yawn in English. Yawn. I said jag or something like that. Which I feel like I should have known that because I watched Dark. And they say their name, like they always talk about, you know, say their names and shit on the show and certain words and stuff. So I felt like I should have known that, but.
I didn't know that.
I tried Dark after you tweeted about it. I got like 20 minutes. I got out of it.
I couldn't
do it.
It's so bad.
It was a voiceover track. It was a voiceover track for me, though.
Oh, there's a voiceover version? That's in English?
Yeah.
Oh, I did the subtitle. Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So on Netflix, you can switch it out.
Switch it
I didn't know that. I still thought it was doo-doo.
You did?
It's good.
I hated it, man.
I got like 20 minutes in. I couldn't do it.
Were you doing anything else, or were you just sitting and watching
the show?
I was
doing something else.
Oh, you can't do that.
You cannot do that. Because I felt like you, the first two seasons I think I watched, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So the third season came on, and I was like, and I was going to watch it just because I like to complete shit. And then somebody, I feel bad by not saying his name. But anyway, somebody on Twitter was like, nah, you have to sit and watch the show. You can't do anything else.
What language is it in again?
German.
It's German.
Oh. German.
Is it dubbed in English, or is that an option?
That's what he was saying.
They have an English dub, and it's like, it's a little bit off.
So I don't mind that. I've watched
okay, well,
yeah,
before. They got the English dub. So
the dubs are always bad because, like, the accents are always off.
Exactly, and
the, like,
the, yeah.
The, like,
they never get somebody from actual, like, here to do it. Do
exactly.
It. Yeah, they always, like, translate, and it's so weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I watched the whole.
It's too weird.
Oh, sorry.
I like it.
Well, most people do. I'm in the minority. Most people.
I didn't like it, but I turned around into liking it. I turned it. Yeah. So, but yeah. Emilio Hernandez. Not really a facts only, but on the negativity behind the Michigan governor. But he says, I'm a Mexican guy who lives in a rural small town near Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'll say every other house that has a Trump yard sign. Also has a "my governor is an idiot" sign. I also see bumper stickers like that around all the time. People really hate Gretchen Whitmer. Now, there was a couple of reply to that contradicted that, but nevertheless, that's what he said. Let's see what else I got here.
Why are you fronting? Yeah.
Small facts only. Jay Tarr, small facts only. The blackface killer happened in Carrollton, Texas, not Carrollton, Georgia. Mm. Only reason I brought it up is because I live in Carrollton, Villarica area and all. And y'all said that, and I thought, what the fuck did I miss? Yeah, that was my bad. That's an assumption. What facts only am I missing, Mike?
You know damn well which facts only your ass is missing.
Oh, this one, Cutter 3000 ZZ.
What'd he say?
The Michigan terrorists actually aren't all Trump people.
Nope.
It was seen. Okay.
Nope.
That one. Hold on.
You know that crazy shit you said last week.
Hold on, man. I don't see it.
You a lie. This fool, he was trying to say that fucking Jamaican people weren't black.
What?
Yes.
I misspoke.
Candid?
Yes.
I misspoke.
What's the premise behind that?
None. Oh.
I was speaking towards more of the identity aspect and less of the color aspect. I just misspoke. We got there though.
No, you were still disagreeing. And that's why they facts
only. No, when you said African American, I was like, okay, yeah.
You liar.
But
it was like, they're not black, they're Jamaican.
Yeah, nah. Was Sophie not here?
No.
She wasn't here last week.
No.
But yeah, it was more about how they identify, less about their color. I just misspoke. I accepted that. I owned that in the comments. I fucked up.
That shit was hilarious.
It wasn't. That's, I mean, you know, it was.
So what did you mean by that?
Hmm?
What did you mean by it?
No, I just said that, like, so I know people that are not necessarily African Americans. So I said that that they don't see themselves as black. They say that either I'm Jamaican or, because I know a person that does that, and then I know another one that says I'm African or South African. So that's what I was speaking more towards, and less about the color. And Mike and everybody on the panel were quick to point out that was a stupid ass shit to say.
I'll shoot Ken some bail here. If I've heard people from Africa say that there are no black people in Africa.
What the hell?
But they're saying that because they don't look at themselves as black, they look at themselves as African.
Oh.
Like, so they say that black is a concept.
Race and
we're saying black is a concept of America as opposed to abroad.
But it's not, though. It's just not.
It's just not.
It's just
not. No matter where you
go,
they say black.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is crazy because it's all good. Cause I mean, it's not like this is like, wow, they're right. It's not, but it's not like those things aren't floated out there. Right.
Yeah.
So I just didn't make the shit up, you know what I'm saying? You know, but
I've heard Africans say they're not niggas. Like, I'm not a nigga. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. So many people try to say that. Yeah. Nigga, you a nigga. What the hell?
But yeah, but and even like when I was but it's more about African Americans, like the US blacks. Because even when with Obama, when I saw he was Kenyan and fucking white, I was like, oh, he's not black. You know, I said that ignorant ass shit. Yeah.
Oh, Ken.
I don't feel that way now, but when I first saw it, I was like, and that was the first thing that popped, you know, that I made like culturally black.
I think when
black
you say that,
black.
You mean to say you're not black American.
I know that. Yeah, right. That's what I was saying.
But, yeah, exactly. To clean
but
that
you
up.
Say everything but that.
But, no, but he's saying we got there last week.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
But it was just, you know.
And hearing him speak, he's saying everything but that, but the clarifying part of it.
No, to be fair, he said that at the very beginning.
Yeah,
he
I don't did. Understand. Like, I started with that, and I cleared it up. But I was just giving another example of how years ago that there was the African-American part of my English that I applied on Obama when it was really necessarily not that. His skin color, but more about, you know, his
nationality
or country or whatever.
It was only funny because the podcast was up for like 10 minutes and that was like the first six comments. It was like, what the fuck is Ken talking about?
Oh,
that's why it was funny to me.
When I left it in, I started to take it out. I was like, no, nah, that sounds stupid as hell. What am I talking about? But because when I was just listening back to it, but I was like, no, nah, fuck it. I'm going to let it roll. You know, yeah. Because I mean, I don't hide from my mistakes. I'm 43 or 44. Either way, I mean, I've been wrong so many times in life that fuck it. This is just another one. So it's all good.
Straight trash. Oh my God.
But yeah, anyway, so, topics.
I can tell Spike got one today.
I mean, he has to come. He's the guest. He got to come.
That's not why.
Oh man.
Oh. I just caught that.
All right, man. Well, let's not bury the lead. Spike, brother. You want to kick things off, my man?
Absolutely. I'll do it. I feel like we're going to be talking about this all week through
First
different
off,
platforms.
I'm glad y'all set it off.
I didn't like the talking about Ice Cube and his plan for Black Americans. And then the tweet that came out, I never can remember the lady's name, Ken.
Katrina Pearson
that said that Ice Cube was working with the Trump campaign for their, policy for Black Americans. And I feel like that everybody jumped on Ice Cube's neck before he was able to say, what actually happened. And then he did the interview with Roland Martin. And he was talking about how it actually came about and that he wasn't endorsing Trump and it wasn't a co-sign, but just trying to get his opinions heard. And it tied into a lot of people judging, I feel like, him for putting it out there and taking a chance with maybe getting something done because he'd been looking for help for the bill for a long time. And now, as opposed to people helping him when he was looking for it, is just criticizing him when something actually happened. So I feel like he got a bad rap throughout the week. For the actions he took that were trying to help a lot of people.
Yep. So Katrina Pearson wrote, shout out to Ice Cube for his willingness, and this was on Twitter, for his willingness to step up and work with the Trump administration to help develop the Platinum Plan. And we got the tweet in our thread. And then
who is she?
She works with the Trump administration. What is her official role?
Head coon.
Oh, she's a black lady?
Yes. No, she's white.
I thought she was black.
I thought she was white. The picture I seen was a white lady.
Wasn't she, was she quote tweeting somebody else that was black?
Yeah, it was quoted.
She's a senior advisor.
Okay, who was she quote tweeting?
I don't know who that was.
I think this black guy, Deontay something.
Looking at him.
But she
she's a senior advisor?
I don't know. She got some.
Mm-mm. She got big booty or something.
She might be black.
She got some ambiguous.
She might be ambiguous. Yeah. But y'all know I don't know my blacks. So yeah,
what's her name again?
Oh, she is racially ambiguous. Is this the one at the mic? Is this the one at the mic? Oh yeah, she is racially ambiguous. So I can't really tell.
What's her name?
Katrina Pearson. Pearson.
I mean her name Katrina.
If you don't stop it,
she's black.
I mean, it's I don't know any white women.
Do y'all know any white Katrinas?
Yes,
you do.
Yes,
I don't know. Any
there are definitely white Katrinas, but she's some kind of color.
Yeah, she but melanin. She is racially ambiguous.
Yeah,
she got a little melanin in her.
Yeah,
she's definitely not just pure white.
She's not.
No, absolutely.
She's
not.
Spicy.
She mixed with something.
She's what?
She's spicy.
She's spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a spicy white.
Spicy White. She's like, never mind.
So Ice Cube did confirm a part of the story, or he confirmed what she said. I'll just read what he said. He said, facts, I put out the CWBA contract with Black America. Both parties contacted me. Dem said we'll address the CWBA after the election. Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about the CWBA. Huh. All right. So that's where we are.
Heavy sighs. Said it was a heavy sigh.
I just expect more from him. That's all.
What? Okay. So let's unpack it right here. So when you say you expect more from him, what do you mean by that statement?
So what I mean is I watched the interviews with him because I wanted to understand what he was doing.
Which ones did you watch?
I watched the Roland Martin.
Okay.
I watched the one he did with, is it Cuomo? No, he didn't do the
Chris Cuomo.
He did a Cuomo.
He eventually watched that one. Yeah.
I watched a few.
Okay.
That he did. I think he even did like a TMZ one.
He did.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but I did see the Roland
and
shit.
And you gathered?
And I gathered that his heart was in the right place, but he needs to be working with other people that know a little bit more about politics than him.
Hmm.
The issue I had with Cube is he's extremely naive. When they asked him if he was being used, he repeatedly says no, which is not the case.
Period.
Trump used his name to push a vote for Black people.
I think he did admit that.
No, he didn't. He flat out said, I'm not being used.
He said he got over on him. He said he fell over. He said, I was a part of the game. He said, I admit that.
When he was talking to Roland Martin and they asked him, he said, no, I don't feel like I'm being used.
He said that he knows that they're exploiting it. He said that the Democrats will exploit it too.
But he said that he is not being used. Those were his words. I can pull the interview up.
Why
do I still have her on my?
I mean, it's conflicting though.
Yeah,
what
it is. Cause I watched, I mean, we all saw the interview. I think at least the three of us. Yeah. So I think we just walked away with different things. I think when he admitted that he was being exploited, that to me was him saying that, yeah, I understand that they're using it, but using me or this thing, but.
Well, I guess, is he saying he's not being used because he feel like he's in control of it?
No, he didn't say, he didn't allude to that at all.
No, he said, I'm not being used. He said that.
Why would he say that?
Because he feels like he's not.
Well,
but he's not correct.
Yeah,
Trump used his name.
Well, see, but then you say that quote. Where did that quote come from?
It was the same interview. Yeah.
Ice Cube, but Ken's probably right. Ice Cube was all over the place.
Okay.
He was.
Say again?
He was. You're absolutely right. He was all over the place. And I think Roland Martin did a bad job of kind of walking him down to what we're trying to get to.
He did.
To answer your point, I think the two opinions kind of differed in the interview. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
When he said that he wasn't being manipulated or what Ken said, it was more so, I think he said he was expecting this to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And the used part, I think he said that whether it was Republican or Democrat, it was going to be the same outcome for him. Like, they were going to manipulate it and put politics on it. Trump just reached out to him and did that as opposed to Biden waiting and doing it after the election.
But see, if you can acknowledge that, you should also acknowledge that you are absolutely being used by either party at that point.
But here's the dumb part. He was like, well, Trump took the plan and altered the things on their website for their quote unquote platinum plan, which the platinum plan is some bullshit.
Okay.
And he was like, well, the Dems just said that, you know, they're going to wait until after the election. And that was what people were riding off of.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck did you expect Biden to do right now?
Yeah.
Biden's not the president. So of course he would say,
we have to see.
We'll address these after the election in hopes that I win. And then I can address these issues. What's the point of him saying, well, I'm going to address them now? He can't do anything. Trump has all the power in this discussion. So, of course, Trump is going to be like, oh, yeah, let's discuss this. I'm going to take some of your ideas. I'm going to alter my bullshit plans on my website. And then I'm going to say, hey, everybody, I got Ice Cube here. The guy that said, fuck the police. The guy that made a song said, rest your president a few months back. That guy, he's on my side now. And then here comes Ice Cube being like, no, I'm not working with anybody. I'm not being used. That's not what's going on. What the fuck did you expect to happen?
I don't like the timing of this.
It's trash, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
the
trash.
The timing of it is what's, it's almost like the timing that, what Kanye was pulling that time when he was, kind of trying to run.
He's still doing that.
Yeah, is he still doing
that? Yeah, his name is on the ballot.
There was like an official, the other day me and wifey was listening to Spotify, or no, we were listening to Pandora, and there was like an official fucking Kanye West presidential commercial, and I was thrown all the way the fuck off.
See, my thing is like the timing of it is like, we're obviously trying to get this administrative out of here, right? So it's just like, we're Kanye.
Apparently we are not.
That's what I'm saying. So so it's like when Kanye did pull that stunt, it's like, bro, you can possibly take away from the votes that can go towards getting this man out of here. Now you're about to split and divide votes. And now something like this, what Ice Cube's doing, could also do that as well, in my opinion.
But what he did wasn't necessarily wrong.
But I'm not saying that it's wrong. I said the timing of it. That's for me. I don't like the timing of it because, you know, it could be somebody, depending on what the Trump administration pulls, they'd be like, well, damn, are they for us? It could cause some confusion for some people and then make them rethink, like, should I be voting Dems?
But see, this goes back to that conversation we had where we're arguing about leveraging the vote.
Yeah.
That's what this looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay, okay.
More for him. There's no attention.
I think the timing may have to do with Ice Cube being such, to your point, a novice in this, though. I don't think that he understands fully what politics is or fully how they were going to use him for votes and this close to the election to try to get Trump. He's not a politician, so I wouldn't expect him to understand it. And then to Mike's point, I heard Ice Cube on Jemele Hill's podcast. I can't think of the name of it right now. I think it's Undisputed or something. It's on Spotify. She interviewed him in May, and the interview was like a 2-month-old interview. And he said on their podcast that he was reaching out or looking for people to help him with the plan. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make it better as far from a legislative standpoint to get it submitted to make the language better. But he said he was having a hard time because no one wanted to work with him. Everybody had their own agendas that they already had, and they didn't want to help him move his plan.
Then how about you team up with these other people that are already doing this?
Yes.
That's the thing. Actually, you know what? I'll pause mine because I'm not going to forget. You were going to say something.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, because he seems like such a novice in this, as many other people with a lot of money and influence, they just, oh, hey, let me just random do something on a fucking blue day and let's just figure
out. Vote or die.
That shit makes no fucking sense.
Other black party.
But wouldn't that make sense as to why he would be a pawn in this, because he's so, you know, such a novice, kind of negligent. He's not a good, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I don't really know a lot of black people who looking to Ice Cube as to whether or not where they should put their vote. So I feel like it would make sense that Trump would reach out because Trump doesn't fucking know. He doesn't know who the fuck, he's disconnected with black people. So the first person who reaches out to him, oh, Chrisette Michelle, oh, Ice Cube, oh, this, oh, this, oh, that. Any black person who's willing to come around him, I feel like he's willing to extend and be like, oh, you got a lot of followers. Sure, whatever.
I disagree a little bit.
That makes sense to me.
I was with you for the most part, but Trump is not taking meetings from every black person. If you look at who he's taking meetings from musicians, rappers. You're not seeing actual legit policymakers or activists talking to Trump and then walking out saying, hey, we had this discussion. Trump is only bringing in entertainers. One, because Trump is a fucking entertainer.
Period.
Trump thinks this whole thing is a big game.
Period.
And he knows, just like you were saying, he knows who's naive and who's not. Unfortunately, when you look at Ice Cube, he did come off extremely naive.
And that's what bothers me with this whole thing. It's like, just ever since 4 years ago, we opened up the flood, not even we, white America opened up the floodgates to letting entertainment and whatever the fuck run everything like it's a fucking shit show. And it's like, it's not to say that some of these people's hearts aren't in the right place.
Right.
But I just feel like you have too much money and too much access to not know how to get in with other people who've done this before you.
Exactly.
And that's what's not making sense to me. It's not clicking. For Diddy to be like, man, we gotta do some, bro. What the fuck do you think everyone else has been doing? Like, it's not clicking. And it's like, it just frustrates me because it's like these niggas have so much money and they were like, I have this theory that niggas who are entertainers were rappers at one point. They're not really dropping albums anymore. They're not really managing people anymore. They kind of get bored and handsy and they're like, damn, what can I do today? Let's figure out something to do. And they don't reach out to the correct channels. And so now they want to kind of dial back and be like, oh, but my heart was in the right place. Okay, but your mind wasn't, bitch.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Historically, entertainers have been part of the political process. So, yeah, with the election of Trump, it probably reopened or reintroduced certain aspects of that.
And I get that, but it seems lazy to me the way that it's being done now.
It's not lazy. It's calculated.
Like an afterthought.
It's calculated. He's doing this shit with a very clear intention.
Who's he?
Trump.
No, I agree with that. But I'm saying on the artist perspective, I'm not disagreeing with you, Ken, that musicians have had a historic role in like pushing some of these agendas. Because if you have influence, sure, why not? But the why not part gets tricky because it's like if you're just doing whatever because of why not, that can be damaging. I think you need to, it's your responsibility as someone who has this much influence to try, at least try to contact some of the channels that make sense to push some of these narratives.
But, and I agree with that. I would ask, are some of those people scared of the influence that those people bring? Like the lady that was on Roland Martin, she said she had been doing this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Does she fear that this kind of takes away from her cause if Ice Cube is tied to it because he's Ice Cube?
Nah, because she was saying, I'm happy to work with you
at this point now since Trump has talked to him. But
the thing about it is when you have policymakers, you have activists, and you have all of these people that are in a room discussing, like, how do we affect change? Mm-hmm. And then Ice Cube comes around the corner and says, hey, I have this contract with Black America. Are we expecting all of these minds to stop and say, okay, Ice Cube?
Well,
come in the room and give us your contract, or should they keep pushing what they're already pushing because they're already busy with this? I'm sure none of them thought Ice Cube was going to get in the room with Trump, and he didn't.
I don't expect them to stop.
Yeah, he didn't.
But I do expect them to do the thing that Trump did that we're saying Trump did. Like, why not use Ice Cube like he's doing? If he's the person that can get the meeting, then why can't we bring him in, use him as a pawn, just like the other side?
Because Trump didn't get the meeting. Huh? Trump never got a meeting. I mean, Ice Cube never got a meeting.
Well, just to talk with the party.
But they didn't even. Okay, so
the administration.
If I was looking at this, never in a million years would I think Ice Cube would be the one to have Trump talk to him. Never.
And I think that was the problem with the people that have been doing this for 20 years. Never in a million years do they think that Ice Cube is the person that's going to be with the administration. So we're not going to take him serious because we've been doing this for 20 years. Yet he's the person that gets their ear. And I'm not saying that's right, but they should maybe take, and I'm saying, they, I don't know if they had the chance to or not, but when Ice Cube is reaching out or doing these things, I think the onus goes on both parties, Ice Cube and them, to reach out. If they see him over there struggling in the deep end and not being able to handle this, why wouldn't they throw him a life raft?
Because if Ice Cube was saying the shit to them that he was saying on Roland Martin, I would probably be like, I think you need to sit back and count this one out. Cause he's like, you guys are making all these promises from minorities and people of color, and you're leaving Black people out.
Hmm?
Really, dude? He's like, you're not specifically saying Black people. You're saying minorities and people of color. Yeah. I want you to specifically talk about Black people.
Which,
if he was coming to my meeting with that, I'd say, no, let's not do this because that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, I don't fully disagree with him on that anyway.
How does that make any sense?
Because he's saying that when you involve everybody, that you put Black people to
who's
the back
everybody?
Of that. When, well, all minorities. One of his biggest things in that contract is when you do involve all minorities, and that language says Black, brown, and everybody, that Black people usually get the short end of that stick.
Where's the proof with this?
It's out there. I can't recall any, but there.
Can you recite some of it? Because I've never heard this.
You could quote people say.
Now, I'm not saying you're wrong.
People
say I've never heard it.
People say that affirmative action helps white women more than it helps Black people.
How?
Because it's to deter from white men getting jobs. So it doesn't say that a Black person will move to the front because we won't hire this white man. It says that anybody but this white man is going to move to the front, and usually that's white women because of the society that we live in.
I've never heard this in my entire life.
Really?
Nope.
I heard it in a book.
I hear it all the
time.
Once
again, not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm saying I've never heard it.
It was in, I read this book. It's called Caste by Isabella Wilkerson. It's really good. It goes over, it compares the caste system of India to Black America and just how America set up Black people to be at the bottom caste compared to the caste system in India and what their bottom caste is.
Oh, I don't need a book to tell me that.
It's a good book just comparing those type things.
But affirmative action helps white women more than it helps Black people in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the
never
heard that. That's a study. I won't say that it's the proven groundbreaking study that's factual, but it's a study.
Well, I think the thing also is that, I mean, Cube has been open and he says over and over again that he's looking for the people that are the experts on this.
He has said it.
Yeah, he said it on Roland. I think he said it elsewhere too.
Did he name any names? No. Did he say who he reached out to? No.
I mean, but we know that he's not writing this stuff himself, though.
Yeah. He said he had a team of people to help him write it. But where are the big names that are actually out here doing this?
Probably
ignoring him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's not like Cube is running out here and saying, "Hey, I'm gonna be the new Malcolm or Martin." As an example, he's basically like, "Look, y'all had all of this time and nothing is getting done. So I feel I'm at a point of frustration where I'm going to start taking action myself. So let me go find the people that are or have been doing the work so we can move forward together on this." He did not turn that Alicia girl down. He wants her help.
He wants everybody's
help. I'll be curious to see if she actually works with them because
she will.
She won't?
She will. Because Cube has the ear that
feeling from her.
I did because she numerous times said, "I look forward to working with you." Ice Cube was just like, "Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, if you want to do it, yeah, I'm open. Cool." She was like, "I look forward to this." Because Ice Cube has the position that she wants, right?
Right.
And the thing about it is that whole Roland Martin interview came off very salty.
Oh my God.
Roland Martin sounded like he was jealous.
Yes.
Very much.
You know what I'm saying?
With the whole part when he was like, "I've been in the White House for the last 4 years," and Ice Cube was like, "What are you doing?
What did you do? What did you do there?"
Oh, okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Right. I'm not mad at Ice Cube at all.
Okay.
I'm not. When I say I expect more from him, it's his attitude after this has come about where he's just like, he really thinks that he did something. That's the part that bothers me.
What? Why do you get that?
Why do I get what?
That he really thinks that he did.
Because he said it. Oh. He's like, he was basically like, "Where have you been? What have you done? You know, they took my plan and they altered their plan."
There's some
more
truth to it.
There's
though.
Not. If you, his plan, like, no, there's not. Because Roland even said, "Your plan is nothing like the Platinum plan. Can you explain the similarities?"
Right.
He had one similarity.
Right.
One.
Yeah, that
then
was
they,
the problem.
Then they went to it, but that's a big issue. You're sitting here riding off of this, "Well, I took my contract to both parties." Mm-hmm. You first off make the ridiculous statement of, "Well, the Dems said they were going to wait till after." And he's saying that as if that's a detriment.
I think it is, but go ahead.
How is it a detriment? They don't have the power to do anything right now.
Then why did Biden write this whole 22-page plan or whatever this contract, whatever this, lift their report?
It's a plan for when he gets elected.
So why can't he talk to Cube about what Cube has and start?
He did. He said, "I agree with 80% of this. And
85% of that.
85% of what you have, and we will address this after we win." How does that not make sense? That makes complete sense.
Because once again, it's putting off the needs of Black people.
How?
Because at that point,
he's not the president.
Because at that point, they're in power. So it really reduces the amount of leverage that this contract or any other, entity that goes to the administration has. It minimizes that.
Joe Biden has no power right now to do anything,
but he's trying to get the power.
Exactly. So that's why he has a 22 page plan versus Trump's 2-page plan that Ice Cube is sitting here saying, "Oh yeah, well, he took some of my stuff and put it to his 2-page plan."
Yes, I really want to say real quick before we get any deeper in this. First of all, Trump's plan is bullshit. I just want all of this shit on the record.
I don't want people to think I'm defending that side.
Yeah. Trump's plan is...
I said I don't want people to think I'm defending that side either.
Yeah. Trump's plan is bullshit. Trump is... I don't believe anything that he says. Trump is desperate for votes. So
for Black
votes.
This
is obviously a ploy to try to win the election. So mm-hmm. he's just reaching out to everybody. Historically, if you look at Trump, he's talked to every single party or faction that will give him a vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what he does. This is par for the course with him. So it's not necessarily about, I expect what he did. So it's not about what he did. I'm still just looking more or less at what the Democrats are not doing or even trying to do.
They have a 22-page plan. And I hate that I have to defend Biden because I
was reading it and
it's better than Trump, but it's not great.
There are a little bit more specific things in it, mm-hmm. but there's still a lot of bullshit in it.
Yeah.
As well. But, I just think that so when people see the name Trump, there's this vitriol that comes with it. There's like, how dare you, because of all the things he's done in terms of his lack of, because he wouldn't disavow racism and all this other
and
stuff.
And because he called the Black Lives Matter movement
a terrorist. Yeah,
which, what did Ice Cube say to that?
I didn't see him say
that. That's Trump's personal opinion. That ain't got nothing to do with me. If you're coming to my meeting with that, I'm going to tell you to leave. You're talking about a man that's attacking. But that's not just like a, that's a big thing. The guy that you're saying is looking at my plan and is adjusting his plan according to mine also says that these grassroots activists are terrorists. And then when you're asked about it, your response is, well, that's his personal opinion.
His administration, I don't think Trump wasn't involved at all.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's Ice Cube supposed to do about that, though, Mike? What do you mean?
The administration reached out and had Eric Trump, I think, was one of them, or Kushner, I think. But
what difference
Cuban said multiple times he never met or talked to Trump.
I get that, but what difference does it make if I'm saying Trump versus his administration? Why does that need to be clarified? Trump is his administration.
I think there needs to be some clarification.
If this was not Ice Cube, Ken wouldn't be saying this. If this was Kanye that had a contract with Black America that went and said all this shit, you'd be like, yeah, fuck. But it says it's Ice Cube, and I get it. We have a tie to Ice Cube. And I don't think Ice Cube has done anything wrong.
I don't know if I agree with that. I understand the sentiment behind you saying that, but I think my thing is as it has been for the last couple of years, it's not anything new. It's not an original idea. Is that we need to push for tangible things from these parties, and we need to figure out how we're going to get it one way or the other. So if Kanye, in his attempts to do that, was just as fucked up as Ice Cube's approach has been, because he's a novice and learning on the job. Then as long as action is taken and he's trying to find people that know how to do the work, and he's not turning down anybody, I would be okay with it. I would critique it and criticize it the way that Ice Cube needs to be critiqued and criticized for it, but I'm for the action that's being taken.
Yeah, but you're splitting hairs that don't need to be split. You're saying this is Trump versus Trump's administration that's saying these things. If Trump says BLM is an activist or is a terrorist organization, his administration is going to back that up.
I think Ice Cube is operating from the point of, Mike, if Trump says that and that's his personal opinion, he has that. But at the same time, if he goes and does my plan for Black America and it benefits Black Lives Matter, I can remove his personal opinion from it. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is if he's assessing what's on this document and we do it, and that helped Black
Lives
Matter.
But doesn't that cancel things out, though?
Dog, come on.
Well, I don't think that they have to. You don't have to. I don't think that Ice Cube has to like Donald Trump to get benefits from what he could do for him.
It's not about liking Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Rod.
No. I'm saying the same thing. It's not about liking Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, the narrative that he pushes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's different. You know what I'm saying? So even if he did take 2-3 things off of this plan, the things that he's putting out there, the narratives that he's putting out there, that combats that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, it just basically trading out.
So actions don't speak louder than words.
And I would say the narrative that Joe Biden's put out there is frustrating for a person like Ice Cube as well, because what Joe Biden has said when he was talking about, you're not Black if you don't vote for Joe Biden, or when he was comparing the Latino groups and saying that, Black people don't have this many layers as Latino dudes, when he was making the quote about that. I think his continuance to push Black people off, and then you get to Ice Cube and it's like, wait till the election. I get what you're saying, Mike. He doesn't have power, but why do you continuously get to push me off? Why do you continuously get to say, you're not Black if you do this? Why do you continuously get to diminish our heritage compared to other people's?
Why are we get to leave that to Donald Trump saying Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization?
That's fucked up, but why do we give Joe Biden a pass for doing similar things?
Who's giving him a pass? No one's giving him a pass. People are attacking Joe Biden left and right.
True.
What Cube is doing is he's making the same kind of comparisons you are. Mm-hmm. He's trying to pretend that both parties are the same. They're not. At all. One party is actively working against us. The other party entertains us a bit more. Okay? What Trump is saying is this organization that is trying to get not more rights, equal rights. or just trying to get you to stop fucking killing us. Mm-hmm. Not taking Aunt Jemima off of a fucking syrup bottle. Not getting rid of Uncle Ben. We're trying to get you to stop killing us.
Having
He's saying they are a terrorist organization. Sure. Okay? But you're comparing that to Joe Biden saying,
oh, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Sure. Those are not in the same conversation.
Well, I'm comparing it to it being hollow because if he's entertained, and again, I'm not condoning anything that Trump said or did, but if his administration is entertaining what Ice Cube is saying, and if that entertainment leads to things happening from that bill, then isn't it a hollow statement for say he doesn't care about Black Lives Matter because he did something to help them?
He didn't do shit.
No, I'm hypothetically speaking, though.
But we can't work with hypotheticals with Donald Trump.
We can't.
Here's the thing also, what we have to understand. When we try to compare these two parties, you have, if Donald Trump wins, black people lose. There is no equal winner here.
How do we Donald lose? Trump,
because of what he said and what he's done so far.
Literally. What has he done?
What did I just say? Like
the terrorist
seconds?
Organization thing. Okay,
that is huge. Else. That is huge. What that means is, if I go out in the street and I protest
and organize,
he can say I'm a terrorist
and lock.
But it hasn't been
up.
Classified officially as a terrorist organization.
This has is it? The naivete that I'm talking about with Ice Cube. It's okay to make hypotheticals with Joe Biden, but it's not with Trump. When Trump is actively and he's working towards these things. Not only that, when he makes these comments about Black Lives Matter being a terrorist organization, that puts all of his followers in the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do? They think they're a terrorist organization as well. So they're not even going to listen. The best thing for Black Lives Matter is for white people to change their attitude towards how they're treating black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if white people are now running around saying, well, these guys are all terrorists, why would they listen to them?
On one hand, he's calling them terrorists, but on the other hand, he's calling the other groups, telling them to stand back and stand by. And
but this is something we should work with.
And the police are literally driving Proud Boys in their vans on their way to
places.
What? It's literally filmed.
Which they have done pre-Trump, which they're going to do post-Trump, which is what America is just gonna do.
Which part are they gonna do?
Have presidents endorsed them?
Align themselves with the white supremacist values of the police or whatever other organization that is in.
What other president has actively said that we are?
They don't have to actively say it.
But in this case, it's happened. That's
which
the point.
Which makes it worse.
I don't think
it empowers them in a way that it does empower them.
But I also feel that it's something that's been happening historically anyway. And Trump says and does this stuff as an attempt to, and it doesn't make it any better, but as an attempt to get votes, get votes. So Trump is willing to work with any particular party, faction, the evangelist, whatever. He's going to say and do whatever it takes to get in office, including trying to get Ice Cube.
Ice Cube didn't say that. That's the problem.
Ice Cube didn't say it directly like that, but he is understanding of that.
I don't think so. I think Ice Cube genuinely thinks that Donald Trump looked at his plan and said,
I think Ice Cube isn't as good at articulating himself.
I did hear that. Let's be honest. But that's another notch in the belt of yo ass shouldn't be here.
Which is why he should pull back and start to push out the people that he's working that are able to move in those spaces. If it is Alicia.
Are y'all acting like that Ice Cube did not flat out say that Trump included pieces of his plan in his own? How are y'all acting like he didn't say that?
Oh, he did say that.
He said that.
I didn't say that. He just said he understood.
Wait, I'm confused now.
Now I'm confused too.
This happens a lot.
I'm hella confused now.
Okay.
So can I circle back? I just need to get some clarifications. So does anyone here have a problem with what Q did as far as like present this plan to administrations?
No.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
He put the plan out and both administrations called him.
Say that one more time.
He put the plan out and the administrations called him. So they approached him about the plan. He didn't
actively go to them. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're indifferent.
Yeah.
Why are you indifferent?
I guess I'm indifferent leaning on the side of I don't like that he did this, period, because I feel like if you're in a position to have a lot of influence and potentially responsibility that comes with that influence. Mm-hmm. If you don't do this correctly the first time you circle around, then just, I think, kind of like Mike was saying, like, mm-hmm. your attempt to get one or two things added to this hypothetical thing that may or may get passed, or really probably won't, but only will help get these election votes, only to double back and have, you know, the narrative switched, saying that, oh, he's on my side. Mm-hmm. I think that is much worse. And I think that it's irresponsible to not go into that tenfold mm-hmm. with an actual plan to protect your own self, your own plan and what right. you want to do. And then really the people who are looking up to you, if any, I mean, I don't give a shit what the fuck Ice Cube says, but apparently people do.
Right.
Apparently people do because they feel connected to him. They feel connected to his music, and they feel connected to who he is as a person and what he may or may not have done, you know, back in the day or current or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it's irresponsible to go into this half-ass. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. There is ego attached to the fact that you're getting certain things done or pushed, yep. your own narrative pushed. But then again, it's like taking two steps forward to take 10 steps back. That's really my issue with it. It was irresponsible to go into this with some, oh, let's try to get this passed. And then really the way that this looks on you is way worse. And now there's no accountability for the fact that you, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like this. And, you know, this was not in my attention and mm-hmm. I have a good heart. Bitch, nobody gives a shit about that. This is politics, baby.
You don't like the contract, or you don't like him taking the calls from both administrations?
I don't think it makes sense at all in any capacity, way, shape, or form to work with Donald Trump, period. But even more at the stage in the game, they would try to bring Tupac back if that was going to get him elected. People would believe that shit.
So you don't like that you don't like that he took the call from the Trump administration?
Hell motherfucking okay. no. Because it's like, where do you stand?
And but you okay with the contract that he wrote?
I didn't fucking read that shit.
But I guess the idea behind the contract then?
Yeah, sure. Your heart's in the right place. You want black people to fucking win or be above minorities or have a place or be, you know. To me, it sounds like he wants some politician on either side to say, black people, you deserve certain things. You deserve to have certain rights and equalities and things like that. I get that. But it's like, at what fucking cost? Because now your name is smudged. Mm-hmm. Now you're doing this whole fucking on the back end campaign of, oh, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean for it to come off this way. And for
it's
what?
More focused on that now. Hmm? It's more focused
hell
on
yeah.
that.
Hell yeah. And it's like, you have got, like, my thing that's baffling to me is, it's like, there have been so many things that have happened over the last 4 years that have been absolutely asinine, fucking ridiculous, downright absolutely maddening, that we really, it's like a new news cycle every day. Some shit, the 750 taxes, the fucking being a rapist, being a racist, doing this, doing that, doing every, whatever. So it's like,
why even
this is a goddamn shit show, right? So then to forget all of that, or to try to like, well, let me just try to sit down with him. It makes no sense anytime.
Especially right now. That's why I said
it makes no sense anytime, especially right now. We have less than a month. Less than a fucking month. And then it's like not even just Donald Trump. It's the fact that all of his campaign managers have been fucking arrested. It's the fact that his entire fucking, like, he still doesn't have fucking seats filled of people that he should have, because look at this nigga. He's a dumbass. He hates black people. His fucking dad or grandpa or whatever the fuck was in the Ku Klux Klan. You know what I'm saying? Like, for you to work with this nigga.
That's his personal opinion though, Sophie.
Well, the pro-life.
No sense.
The pro-life.
Like, how do people not see that?
The pro-life people know all of that stuff, but they're extremely ecstatic that they got 100-something conservative judges, or is it 200, and two conservative judges on the Supreme Court to get what they're looking for, hopefully, in place in a few years. So they got something tangible out of aligning themselves with him.
But those are values that Trump was already cool with. He's not cool with black equality at all. So then you look at someone like Ice. He's not Ken. He's
no, not. No, not that. I don't. Was he cool with the pro-life stuff, or was he just saying that shit to get elected?
It doesn't matter. At some point, it doesn't even matter anymore, mm-hmm. because those are the people that he's aligned himself with before he got elected. So he's stuck there. Even if he's pro-choice by heart, he's pro-life in public, and that's what matters. So back to Ice Cube.
Right.
If I am Ice Cube, and I see that there have been other activist groups that have tried to work with Donald Trump to get these things happen. And I am Ice Cube, a rapper. I've written Fuck the Police. I've written Arrest the President.
My God.
I've done these movies, whatever. I, as a rational human being, am going to stop and say, why is Donald Trump entertaining me but not these people? If somebody called me, Mike Seatown, if someone called me and was like, I want you to come in here and talk to us about social activism and politics, I'm fucking calling somebody. I'm calling somebody a lot smarter than me. And I'm saying, motherfucker, you're coming with me.
Mike.
And when they, but hold on. The thing about it is, Ice Cube should have known this was a setup.
Period.
And Ice Cube took the call, which is fine. He should have taken the call. It's the, my problem is what's happened after.
Hello.
He's not being intellectually honest about this, which is, yeah, they took the call. They entertained me, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it until anything happens. He's not doing that.
He kind of did say that though.
Y'all are going to make excuses.
I'm just going by what we
just
all heard.
Just because he wrote a dope album 35 years ago, y'all are going to make excuses for him.
I'm talking about what interview we all heard him say.
Yeah, he stumbled around, and at no point did he say, look, this sounds like some bullshit.
But he did. But he said the words, I know they're exploiting it.
It, not me. They're exploiting me. He should have said.
Is there really that much of a difference, Mike?
More of a difference than you saying it's Trump versus Trump's administration.
I'm talking about. No, I don't think there's that much of a difference to where they're exploiting
his plan versus him.
Because it is attached to Ice Cube.
I'm going to tell you why there's a difference. Because the plan itself has already been floating around. Ice Cube's verse is just reworded. That plan is nothing new. So they're exploiting it. Versus they're exploiting
but
me.
But it's still
hold on, Ken.
Okay.
This is Ice Cube they are exploiting. They're exploiting his name to get votes. Correct. It has dick to do with the plan. No one knows what the fuck the contract for Black America is. No one. But what they do know is this Ice Cube. He's pro-black. He hates the police. Oh, Trump is talking to him? There might be something to this Trump guy. Ice Cube is not recognizing that key part. There's a very big difference between exploiting me and it. They're exploiting Cube, not the plan. They didn't even put his plan in theirs. So how are they exploiting his plan? The first thing they said was, we want to thank Ice
Cube. I
just
disagree with that.
For working
I just disagree with that.
It's fine if you disagree.
Because I see them as one and the same.
I get you.
That's just it. I mean, that's, yeah.
It's okay to disagree, but I'm saying... Yeah. They flat out started the fucking sentence off with, we want to thank Ice Cube for working with us to help out our platinum plan.
Mm-hmm.
That is exploiting Cube, his contract with Black America.
Yeah,
and the fact that he can't see that is sadistic.
It's crazy.
I think he does see that,
y'all. I
think
he carried himself in that interview like he's seen that.
Well,
I think he was very defeated.
Well, then where's the accountability then?
I think he was very defeated when he talked to Roland Martin as if I have to go through this shit show because I made a mistake in maybe giving them too much leeway with my name.
Oh, wow.
I think this is how he took it. I don't think that he was denying the fact that this didn't come out the way that he wanted it to.
You know how I'm gonna disagree with that? Because 4 years ago, there was a picture floating around of Ice Cube with a Trump shirt on.
Mm.
Okay? It was a photoshopped picture. Cube was quick to come out and say, you're not going to use my name for votes.
Oh, period.
But now, today, it's... You're exploiting my plan, not me.
Could it be now though? Because the plan is tied to it. Then it was only a t-shirt and it was Ice Cube. And hey, if you like Ice Cube, come vote for me. Now, how I took him in the interview and his stance is, if my name is mud or shit after this, if they consider something in this plan that's going to help black people, then I will take these arrows that Roland Martin throws at me. I'll take these arrows that all these black people said that I shouldn't do this interview or shouldn't take this meeting with his administration. I'll take that and I'll let my name be mud if something from this plan that I'm proposing gets passed.
He should have definitely taken the call. He should have definitely entertained the conversation. Again, my issue is what came after. Did Cube talk to him about any other issues that are plaguing black people, or was it just about his contract with Black America? Because I did look over his contract with Black America. It was fine. It was fine. It wasn't great. It was fine. But is that the only thing he talked about?
Yes, it.
Did he talk about, why are you meeting with me, but you're not meeting with your own advisors to come up with a stimulus plan? Did he talk to him about that?
I don't know if we know that.
Did Cube say it?
Was he asked?
But did he say it? That would be the first thing I would say is I talked to him about a bunch of shit. This, 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 and this.
But
does
also,
Cube know to do that? No, because he's a fucking novice.
Right. So he's learning on the job. But yes, he's learning on the job. He's also willing to step back and let other people do it, which is why he's trying to build up the team.
That's what he should have done in the first place. When they called he should have said, hey, instead of talking to me, Ice Cube, the rapper guy, yeah. There's like
I don't think Cube was the only person in the room from what I read. It was him and his team. Yeah.
Is what he said.
Yeah.
But clearly his team wasn't able to advise him well either. Because of the ridiculous things he said after.
In terms of the media approach, yes. But in terms of what took place in the room, I think Cube was the figurehead to get the call, to get the meeting, and then I think he may have had some input here or there, but I'm pretty sure he handed it off to the smarter people.
Cube would have said afterwards, yeah, they didn't do shit. Just like Roland Martin said. When Roland Martin said, show me where they put your stuff into their plan, Cube was looking at it like,
Roland Martin was like,
yeah, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't put your stuff in their plan.
Yeah, he only named one thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
it was bad.
So once again, the whole point is they used Cube's name. It had dick to do with his contract for Black America. That's why I'm saying I'm not mad at Cube.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just disappointed that he can't see this. He should have came out to the media and said, you know what? Yeah, I talked with Donald Trump. He said he was going to talk about my plan and incorporate things. But when I looked at his, he didn't do that. So now it's back to Biden. You have the floor. What are you going to do? Because Trump didn't do anything but use my name in a tweet.
Yeah, I think we got something different in terms of whether or not he knows he's being used or not from the interview. Based on the things that he said. But nevertheless, though, I think part of kind of really the thing that I've been witnessing over the last couple of days is everybody's so focused on the fact that, oh, he's going to work with Trump or this, that, and other. And nobody's really talking about, like, the fact that one was willing to at least lie to him and say he's going to do something. And the other was just cast him off aside.
That's not true, Ken.
I don't think that's
true. That's not true. Cube flat out said Biden looked at his administration, if you want to be technical, looked at the contract, said we agree with 85% of it, and we are going to address it after the election. That is basically what Trump did. But the only thing Trump did that was different was go in public and lie about it and say Ice Cube's working with us.
Yeah, because he's trying to win votes.
I'm sorry, that sounds so
right, but that's fine. But
comparing the two.
Because I'm just going back to actions from both parties. And
there's been no action on either side. The only action on Trump's side is negative. Trump lied.
It will turn out to be a lie. I have no faith in Trump. Yes, I absolutely believe.
No. What I'm saying but is at it's the a same lie time, now because I, there's nothing from Cube's plan that's in Trump's.
I still don't like the fact that the Democrats just I understand he's not in power, but he's still got this fucking plan that's in place and that Biden does and that he still just be like,
Ken, just, isn't this like, wait, Ken.
Wait.
Wait, wait, wait.
Ken.
Write it down on your phone.
Isn't this like what we talked about before with like the debates, right? Where a lot of people were like, man, they're not talking about Black people. I'm going to turn this shit off. Okay, they're not talking to you, right? Mm-hmm. Because, again, why on earth would they prioritize something that only affects 13% of the American population when they have all these other white people to swing the vote? That makes sense that they would table the idea and not necessarily cast it away, right? His idea of, oh, man, they didn't call me. Bitch, stop being a goddamn crybaby because you can't see the bigger picture. Black, and I get that. But they're talking to all of these people in swing states. They're talking to people who voted for Trump originally, and now they're kind of on the fence about it. Those are who they're talking to right now. And I understand wanting
people
to get
that matter more to them than Black people.
Whatever. I mean, people who have more power in like actually swinging the vote.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, again, Georgia early voting started last fucking Monday. Lines were wrapped around the goddamn building, COVID and all, bitch. People have motherfucking food trucks. people are sitting outside. They're acting as if it's like this great civil duty to fucking take a day off work and do that shit when really it's voter suppression. And it's just kind of like, okay, even if 100% of black people voted for fucking Joe Biden, guess fucking what? The white people could still fucking elect Donald Trump. That's what happened the first time. So it's like, yes, it makes sense to fucking table the idea because that's not who we're focused on right now.
And I guess some people are cool with that. So we still get shit out of it. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Ken.
You don't like how they handled the situation. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it feels like, yeah, they just were like, oh, we'll just talk to y'all later.
Cool, cool. So
that's the feeling.
What do you expect them to do right now?
I expect them to actually show more interest and intent in putting some of this stuff together and looking at this thing that he's talking to and not agree and say, oh, I agree with 85% of it and we'll talk later. Like actually meet with him, because I don't know if they actually had a sit down meeting with him. It sounded like it was just a phone call, right?
Did Trump.
Right.
They met multiple times.
You just said that they...
What? Trump met multiple times with
No.
The administration.
The administration, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the administration. Yeah,
the administration.
You were the one speaking earlier.
I know. It's Ron's fault. The administration met multiple times with Ice Cube. I think there was one call. Based on everything I've seen so far, they just talked to Biden's administration, just talked to Cube.
All right, so you have that, right? You feel like they should have did more, but going to Sophie's point, the stuff that they are doing, trying to get the swing states going and being active out there. Like, how much attention do you want them to give this exactly? I mean, they entertained it, right? They read it. They say we agree with 85% of this. We'll address it once we, you know, win the election, because that's when they can, like Mike was saying earlier, that's the only time they can actually really do anything. So I'm just trying to understand, like, what else do you want them to do? Like, how much time do you want them to put into this when it's not going to be effective right now?
To show that they care.
They have to care. They made a 22-page-long document versus Donald Trump's two.
Yeah. Two-page.
It's more than Donald Trump at the end of the day, right? Isn't it? Isn't it more than what they've done, the Trump administration has done?
The 22-page plan? I mean, yeah, in terms of the amount of pages, yeah.
Oh, come on, Ken. Come on, man.
It's more, Ken. It's more.
There's more specificity in Biden's plan than there is in Trump's plan.
Right.
Absolutely. Which was Cube's complaint.
And part of the problem that also one of the problems that I see with Trump is that there's little leverage, because once he get in office, nothing really is going to matter, because he has nothing to really. He doesn't have to fulfill any of this shit, because this is the last term. None of this shit makes any sense.
Yeah.
It should have been done on the in the very beginning of it. But I think that it's taken us 4 years to get to this point now, where we're saying, look, we're going to start reaching out to, we're going to make this a bipartisan issue.
Wrong. I hate to keep saying you're wrong. Sorry. I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the sentiment that a lot of political people have been coming out very recently saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the narrative at first, which is it took us this long to start thinking we should leverage our vote, et cetera, et cetera. Then there are people that have been saying that we've been doing this for years. Ice Cube just showed up to the party. He even said, because somebody in the comments corrected us a while ago and was like, oh, Cube's plan is old. He's been doing this for years. Cube himself said he started after George Floyd died, which was this year.
Yeah.
So this is a new thing for Cube.
Mm-hmm.
People have been trying to do this for years. Trump has not entertained them.
You're talking about years even before Trump.
Yeah, even before Trump.
Wasn't that the whole stick in the beginning where you had all these black people going to the White House talking with him and all that, and he actually wasn't doing anything?
Harvey and all them.
Giving money.
It's like the same thing all over again towards the end of his election. It's the same shit. If it didn't happen.
Well, I think those people got backlash because they just went for a meeting. I don't think there was a plan involved or anything like that.
We don't know that exactly, right? So, but what we do know is that, Steve Harvey's like,
Steve Harvey said there was a plan.
Yeah, he said he actually hearing me out. We're going to give him a chance. He actually said
he did.
So why do you think towards the end of election, when he's trying to get votes, that it would all of a sudden change? Bruh. It makes no sense.
No. I don't think that. I said that way in the beginning. I wanted, before I even started, I wanted to make that very, very clear. that I don't think, I don't believe anything that Trump says.
But you're acting like Trump did more than more, what the Democrats.
Exactly. I think it's no, no, no. I think for King, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's the lack of consideration by Biden's party.
How did they not consider it? They have a 22-page plan.
Well, I'm talking about for black people, period. I'm talking about the continuously putting you off and the continuously, well, you should do this because you're black. I think it's been a continuous show that we appreciate you to a certain extent, like Sophie said, but we can't deal with you right now.
And to me, it's an illustration of the frustration that I have with the Democrats and their lack of trying to respect or to give black folks anything fucking tangible.
I agree with you. Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Do you understand how that's dangerous?
What was that?
Like your take.
My take?
Yeah.
It's not new.
It's extremely dangerous. It's not new, but it's always been wrong.
I think we can agree to disagree.
We can. We can. We can.
I think we just need to start adjusting our views of some of us. I think it's just time to start looking at things a little bit differently. If when one, you know, should he lose and get out of the election, then, you know, his crazy statements hold less power anyway.
Oh, right? No, that's where you're super wrong. If he loses this election, his crazy statements are going to hold more power because now he's a martyr. Because now he's been cheated out of the election. He's already set this up.
Yeah.
Y'all are acting like y'all not watching this shit break down. His statements are going to be more dangerous if he loses. Mm-hmm. We're going to be attacked in this. Like, y'all think it's paranoia, bro?
Possibly.
All right.
I don't disagree. Right. I don't 100% disagree right. with that. But
this is why we're fucked, bro. This is why we're fucked, because we think this shit is a fucking joke. Mm. We think all of this shit is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has flat out emboldened white supremacists to riot. What do white supremacists mm-hmm. do when they riot? We break shit.
Stand by.
We bust windows out.
Property damage.
Okay?
They kill
we
us.
Might attack a random white person here and there.
They kill us.
They kill us.
And walk past the police as they
yes. Mm-hmm. They fucking hang us. They lynch us. They shoot us when they get pissed off.
And then what happens?
We don't do that.
Then what happens? If they ever go to court, they lose a lot of weight. They walk in with a cane.
Bro.
They, you know, if they're 20 or under, oh, they were a child. They didn't know any better.
This shit ain't funny,
a lone
man.
Wolf.
This shit ain't funny,
We've
bro.
We've seen it too many fucking times.
I have been chased by Nazis before. I've seen Nazis attack people. Have you ever heard the sound a baseball bat makes on somebody's head?
Nope. Okay. Well.
Dead ass. Have you ever heard that sound?
No, I haven't.
It will make you want to puke. No.
But I've chased somebody with a bat before, but nevertheless.
It will make you want to puke. Mm-hmm. It's the most disturbing, boom, that bong sound. It's gross.
Yep.
I have literally seen Nazis do these things. Now we have more guns. And what do you think is going to yeah. happen?
And I've been jumped by racist white people before.
And it's
by
not fun, is it?
Too. No, it's not.
You ever been shot by
so
one?
So I'm fully aware of what can happen or based on what has happened to me.
Right.
Especially growing up in the South.
Yeah.
So it's not foreign to me. And I understand that. Once again, we just got to pay more attention to what the Democrats are not doing. They're taking advantage of us. And, you know, at some point, this guy's going to be out of office. And then what? And we keep just misplacing our focus. It just needs to be.
You know, then what?
Somewhat.
The next white supremacist walks in, because this is a stepping stone. This guy has gotten away with
he may get elected.
Fascism. I'm talking about after these four. This guy has gotten away yeah. with literal fascism.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen after? The yeah. Democrats aren't going to get their shit together. They're just not. Because of this. A large reason is because of this. Because we're pushing this false narrative of, oh, they're all the same. So who cares?
I don't think it's that false of a narrative, bro.
Okay.
I really don't.
When's the last time? Actually, I'm not even gonna do
well,
that.
I mean, we're running along anyways. I don't even think there are any other topics at this point.
You're saying that, and I just want to make sure I understand correctly, Mike, when he says that they're not the same and you're quoting the white supremacist stuff, you're saying that the Republican Party is racist?
Yes.
Was that a, wait, were you asking for yours? Or were you asking for
yours? I was just asking for clarity. Can I ask for clarity?
Well, I didn't know if the clarity was for your clarity or for some other
hypothetical. Oh, no, it was
clarity.
For me. It was genuinely for me.
That's a trend on this show.
Because people love to push the narrative of, well, the Democrats are the ones that created the Klan.
Well, no,
they did, but groups change. The Republican Party is the one that has been responsible for keeping us down. Democrats, they throw a little pickle or two into the sandwich.
I don't feel like that's acceptable, though.
You don't feel like what?
I don't feel like calling them, saying that they're a better party or giving them more credit for being closet racist.
That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying it's acceptable.
Uh-huh.
I've said many times on this podcast, the Democratic Party is trash.
Okay. Gotcha.
Total trash. What I'm saying is, if we have more chance with one party versus the other, why are we playing this game? If we have a person that knowingly is activating groups that can get us murdered, and I'm not even talking about the police. Mm. I'm talking about citizens. Did Cube talk to fucking Trump about his plans for sending his own little army of Trump down to watch poll people? No. But we're ignoring that because, oh, well, Joe Biden said, if you ain't black, you're not voting. Like, what are we talking about here?
And I don't think we
what
have
are we talking about here?
More chance. I think we've been tricked into thinking we have more chance with the Democrats than the Republicans.
Okay.
Yep.
Either way, we do not have people that are actively activating white supremacists on one side. We do on the other. So if we're sitting here trying to compare the two, we're just plain wrong. They're both shitty parties. They both need to be abolished and we need to start over from the fucking ground.
Okay.
But we cannot sit here and say one guy that is telling people to go down, that are armed, to go down to the polls and watch people vote.
That's just,
he knows what he's saying, you guys. It's fucking whistleblowing.
It's literally Sundowntown all over again.
Yes!
Like, it's literally, hey, Black Lives Matter, you're a terrorist group. KKK, come on. Let's do this.
Or I'm not gonna use their specific name. I'm just gonna say, hey, my supporters. He knows who they are.
He knows
my
who
supporters.
They are.
Go down there and watch for people from Antifa. Who is that exactly, Ralph?
I don't even know that.
Haven't even heard that yet.
But we are sitting back and we're just like, well, man. It's all the same, guys. You know,
it's
Biden. Biden said this.
It's such a dangerous rhetoric.
It's not.
And I think what Mike is also trying to say too is, again, we're saying that it's not the same. But at the same time, we're not saying that Democrats are 100% right all the time.
Exactly.
We need to get them into office and then put
our
foot on their neck again.
Exactly.
Period.
We said that every 4 years.
And we did a pretty decent job with Obama. We slapped his ass into shape.
Sure damn did.
He was doing some bullshit and some fuck shit before he got in there. A lot of people like to forget that Obama was anti-gay marriage,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of shit, right?
Played politics.
Right on up. Right.
Yep.
He played politics, yep. And then what did he do when he got in the office? He did push for certain legislation that was beneficial. But we didn't hold him to the fire enough. But we did a pretty decent job with Obama.
We need to get them in there and wring their fucking neck.
Yes.
Period.
And then even if it doesn't work for them for that 4 years, the next motherfucker knows.
Do it
he
again.
Can't walk in and do the same shit that motherfucker did.
Period.
Look what we put him through. Look what we put him through. Because that's what the Republicans learned. They whooped Obama's ass for 8 years. This motherfucker walked in there 25, came out 72.
Hello.
We don't do this. When a Democrat gets in, the problem we have is white liberals, and I know I shit on y'all a lot, white fucking liberals, what they do, they vote the Democrats in and they walk away. They say, we help the niggers for today, we're good. That's not what needs to happen. We need to hold them accountable, we need to hold our local governments accountable, and we need to hold ourselves accountable. We can't just be like, well, we won, guys. It's a Democrat in office, we're done. No. Mm. Whoop Kamala's ass. Whoop Biden's ass until they listen. And then after that, the next Democrat that comes showing up, we won't have Hillary walking up with her fucking power suit.
And hot sauce in her goddamn
And hot sauce in her purse. Because she knows.
Stop pandering to us. This is not a goddamn
exactly,
fucking iHeartRadio contest, bitch.
Exactly.
No.
We're going to learn. At some point, y'all motherfuckers are going to learn to stop riding off of rappers. And stop taking these little fucking crumbs and be like, well, it's good enough.
Like, literally, celebrities are fucking naked trying to get us to vote. What the fuck is that about?
Bruh.
Michael B. Jordan, we don't want to fucking see your bird chest. Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, who had a bird chest?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, I wasn't even looking at him.
God damn, like, all these people are just bald and naked and just naked and afraid trying to fucking get us to vote. Shut the fuck up.
They're desperate. Because you know what? Can you blame them? Cube convinced motherfuckers that Trump might be all right. So you think Sarah Silverman's titties might convince motherfuckers to vote? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what sucks.
I mean, my God.
Michael B. Jordan out here with his fucking, what was the name of Black Panther? Killmonger. If Killmonger can activate black people to vote, bro, do
it's
it.
Just pathetic,
I don't
yo.
Think Cube convinced people that. They just pissed off with Cube. They were hot.
Y'all got my blood pressure.
We got to deprogram. We've been brainwashed.
You're goddamn right.
We're just going to jump into true. Questions at this point? Or what?
We have to. You're right. No, you're right, Ken.
Yeah, we got to. If it starts with yelling at Cube or talking through what Cube did wrong and did right, then it starts there. But
it needs to start with an active plan.
Well, it
and Cube doesn't have an active plan.
But it just needs to start. We got to deprogram. And I feel like that's happening. But
it's happening at the wrong time.
It's never the wrong time.
Yes, it is.
No.
A month before the election is the wrong time to say, hey, we're not going to align with the Democrats. We're going to entertain the Republicans. That is a bad time to do this.
What percentage?
Do it 4 years ago.
Think it's a bad time? Because I hope the Democrats will look at this shit and be like, oh, shit, we need to get our shit together.
And what happens until then?
What do you mean?
What I mean is, what happens until then with white supremacists that are running out here like, we're going to ride on these niggers? What happens until then?
The same shit that's been happening since America was
born. Disagree. No president before now has ever activated white supremacists the way Trump has. Name me some. And I ain't talking about no motherfucking guy in 1832.
Okay, because I was about to say, come on now.
Because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
modern day president.
Since America has pretended that racism is wrong. Since that started happening.
When, like?
So since the 60s.
Since Obama got in?
Since the 60s.
Because it ain't been many.
When has a president gone in public and activated white supremacists?
We're not gonna go with Lyndon B. Johnson.
Reaganomics about policy.
Who?
Reaganomics about policy.
He's talking about verbally
saying
Reagan
did not go on TV
and
tell Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. Once again, this is Cube logic. I'm talking about y'all.
He's talking about verbally saying it out loud, you know.
And it doesn't even, I know because people are typing in the comments now, oh, well, Trump did say later on that he disavows. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, he did it later. He did it too late. He should have done it right when the fucking question was asked. So
And most of them will say that he only did that because he was forced to say it. And blah,
exactly.
Blah, 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 so they ain't gonna believe it.
So who else has done these things?
But.
Yeah. Silence. We have to stop this shit, man.
I don't disagree, but I think we just need to also stop being loyalist to this other party.
I'm with you.
That is.
I'm with you. But changing loyalty a month before an election is a trash idea when you're dealing with someone who panders in white supremacy.
I don't think that people are not going to vote for Biden because they're going to vote for Trump.
Disagree.
Disagree.
They voted for Kanye. They voted for Kanye. They voted for fucking Kanye.
I don't think it's going to be many. It's going to be a very minute percentage of people that's doing that.
It could be the difference between Trump winning and Biden winning.
I disagree.
It
happened before. It's happened many times.
People point to the black vote and the lack thereof in 2016.
I'm not saying just the black vote, by the way. Okay. You don't think white people are going to ride with this? Because Ice Cube has given them an excuse?
You think white people will align themselves with Trump just because of Ice Cube?
Absolutely. Yes.
I don't think it'll be enough to swing the election.
Okay.
Because Biden's lead among moderate white female voters is huge.
Tight. Hillary's lead was great too until she called them Yes, it was. Oh,
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was.
I don't let you finish.
Hillary's lead was great until she opened her big, stupid fucking mouth and insulted these poor white people that were looking for help.
Horribles.
Yes, yeah. Deplorables. Her lead before that was fine. And we were all sitting back in our fucking chairs. No way Trump's gonna win, guys. Pantsuit's got this one. Pantsuit and fucking saxophone, man. They're gonna win. And then what happened? Boop, wrong.
Who were the deplorables like in your eyes when she offended them? Were they?
She offended like, every broke, poor white person when she said that
shit.
So
mostly rural.
Yes. Sex. Even though she was specifically talking about Trump's supporters. Yeah. What she said, and I've talked to broke ass motherfucking white people, they didn't like that shit. Damn.
And so you think those people, those same people that she criticized,
mm-hmm.
would swing their vote based on what Ice Cube, based on Ice Cube?
Swing their vote where? Their vote's already there.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think that.
I'm talking about young people
okay.
who are 18, 19, whatever, who don't really have a firm understanding of how government even works. Who they even think this whole thing is a fucking joke. The people that might look at this and say, I'm going to vote for Kanye because I don't like Biden or Trump might stop and say, well, shit, he's working with Ice Cube.
So
this guy might be all right. Let me go ahead and throw my vote this way.
So based on the data that I've seen and heard is that most of the people that he's leading among that swung the election his way will mm-hmm. not be listening to what the fuck is going on with Ice Cube.
How do you know that? And what data just
because
happened?
Because they're disconnecting. We're talking about data from the Wall Street Journal. From
that happened NPR. After Cube's conversation.
No, that happened prior to. But
exactly.
I don't think these moderate white women give a fuck about what Ice Cube said.
Who's talking
or some
about moderate
other...
white women? How about moderate white men? How about moderate black
most
men?
Most of the white men are still rolling with Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that hasn't changed.
Exactly. But what about the others that were not before? Or what about the young black people that were not before? Because Ice Cube is out here saying, well, if this person is guaranteeing that he's going to do this, then this should be the
overall,
part
that
we're going
to
roll with.
Overall, what I'm saying is that, and going back to what Sophie said, is that the black votes won't be enough to swing the election. What's going to get Trump out of here are all of these white votes that he lost
mm-hmm.
in 2016. Those mm-hmm. voters don't give a fuck about any of this Ice Cube shit.
This is beautiful that you're saying this. Because this is the fucking opposite narrative that people like Cube are pushing. Clearly they don't need us. So then what the fuck makes you guys think that Trump is really even going to entertain this contract with Black America?
That's my
Why entertain a contract that's not going to do shit for
because
you?
Because it's not, for me, it's not about him entertaining. It's the lack of entertainment from the Democrats. That's always been my position from the very beginning. That's what I said. I've been clear and I've said it multiple times.
Multiple times it just gives me a headache. Because I don't understand how you guys are completely ignoring what the fucking Republicans are doing just to focus on what you think the Democrats have not done. When the Democrats did more than the Republicans did. They already had a plan. Everyone knows this. The plan is public. Trump didn't have dick. Trump is clearly trying to pull in black votes. And y'all are just like, oh, the Democrats ignored Trump, ignored Cube. They didn't.
Also notice Trump's, the way that he campaigns. It's like he's not in office. Like, oh my gosh, it will be so terrible unless I'm president. I'm sorry. You did this shit.
Did he say we're going to create our own party? The other black party?
Sit his ass down.
What's wrong with that though?
Diddy can't even manage
that. You don't like the name?
He can't even manage Dan.
Hold on. You don't like the name?
Again. You are using your own logic to argue with yourself.
I'm asking.
You just said, not 10 minutes ago, the black vote doesn't swing anything. So what the fuck is the point of us creating the black party? What are we going to do with this black party?
I'm asking. I didn't say we should create
you
this. I said we should definitely. I do feel like we shouldn't align ourselves with any political party.
Okay, guys. These are idealistic. You guys are living in Black Mirror. These are idealistic views. This two-party system is not going away. Okay, it's not.
You can join
the Libertarian Party. You can go vote for Joe Jorgensen if you want to.
All I said was, Diddy created another party. The other black party was wrong with that. I'm legit asking.
I'm not saying
that it's not like, I'm just asking.
I'm answering.
It's another topic, Mike.
I get you.
You're trying to put this on me.
Because you asked it like you were really saying like there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I was making fun
of it. It's a waste
of
our time.
Other black party.
Yeah, the black party is a waste of everyone's time. We need to be realistic.
I think he needs to rebrand it.
Reban what?
The other black party? What is that? OPB? OBP?
OPOBP?
Like, the fact that you guys even know this. And the fact that if there was somebody that ran.
I just saw it. I don't have a lot of information on it. I just saw Jada create another party or other black party. I'm like, what?
This is my issue. Rappers.
Trying to
please. If you really want rappers all up in your fucking video, all up in your politics.
He said,
we don't need this. The black party. What is that going to do?
Other black party. You know what Diddy should do? He should give all black people $1 million. How about that? Start there.
What's that going to do?
Reparations.
Oh, God.
Move somewhere else.
That's another discussion. Because I heard that was one of Ice Cube's things. Well, and he's been talking to fucking ADOS. So, I mean, y'all really need to stop and analyze what you're putting your support behind.
Yeah, he has. But
yo, I forgot who said it. I think it was Plies said that they need to give the fucking Lakers championship.
I think once you said I think it was
to
Plies.
Breonna Taylor's family. What the fuck is that going to do? See, like, this people is, just be talking. People just be fucking Jesus, talking.
This is talking. The problem.
Yeah, that they just be talking.
We need actual organizers.
People just
and we don't shit. Have that. Instead, we're and nothing's wrong with looking to rappers, but that's all we're doing.
They just need to use their visibility to give the organizers a chance to get at the table.
They need to use their celebrity to bring in people that are smarter than them. And there's
that's what
Cube
is doing.
There's nothing wrong with admitting that you're out of your depth. There's nothing wrong. I call Rod when I can't figure out how to fucking move my light properly to get the shit to not make me look like I'm fucking Orko.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know I'm out of my depth. As pretentious and as much of a dick as I am, I know that there's shit that I can't figure out on my own. And Rod knows it. He'll say, hey, man, just call me if you can't figure it out. Because he knows I'm not going to figure it out. He knows this. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people that don't have that mindset. They think, well, if Trump can do it, I can do it.
We're not going to do my boy Cube like
yes,
that.
Yes, I am.
Cube has brought in people that know, man.
Okay.
He said it, Mike. We can't do that, man, like that.
Yes, we can. Because when Trump
Why
got in
when
office.
He said it. That's not fair. It's a fact.
That's not a fact.
It's a fact that he said that he brought in people that.
It's a fact he said it. It's not a fact that it happened. And
we
it's not
know
a fact that
it happened.
He had a team with him. It could have been a whole bunch of essays. I don't know.
Come on, man.
I don't know who he had.
Come on, man. You've been disingenuous. You've been disingenuous. That's fucked
up. I'm playing, but.
I know, but that's fucked up.
But at some point, we have to look at this realistically and say, what's the difference between Kid Rock going up here and talking in Ice Cube? Kid Rock is the fucking is the Republicans' version of Ice Cube.
You know, the difference would be if Kid Rock is the one doing all the talking and not bringing in people smarter than him.
Well, I mean, everyone's smarter than Kid Rock. But the whole point is, Kid Rock was talking and everyone was like, why the fuck is Kid Rock talking? Look at this dumbass. But then Ice Cube comes around the corner, can't answer any questions, fumbles around.
He's a bad interviewer.
And we're sitting here looking at it like, well, it's Cube, though. I'm glad y'all bitches said it all.
A few people are.
This is no Vaseline Cube, guys.
A few people are. He also told you he was the wrong nigga to fuck with.
He did.
And Cube don't give a fuck.
I wish he told Trump that.
Yeah, he don't have to. Well.
He should have. When they called, he should have said, I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. Call Michael Eric Dyson. He should have said, I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. Call any of these black politicians and these black organizers, these black leaders that have been doing this. I'm going to bring them to you and we can all have a conversation.
I think Q feels like he can do it because
Trump did it.
No, not because Trump did it. Because, you know, like stuff he's been able to kind of infiltrate, like the NBA with the big three and stuff like that. Like, no one has done that. I don't think anybody thought they can do that.
I don't know what that is.
That's the like that league.
But we know he
players.
Hired people to help with that, right?
Right. He hired people.
So, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I was agreeing.
That's a big thing. Like to be able to. That's like somebody creating a new NFL or something. Yeah. Like,
I mean, that's dope. But nobody's dying for that.
So, I understand that, but what I'm saying, I think that's why he felt like he could make a change or whatever.
In the world?
Why not?
Why not if you can
hire or get the people that can get in place to do what needs to be done?
But then you can't even represent it properly. You can't even represent it properly when you're asked questions about it, because you are making a contract with Black America. First of all, I didn't sign up for this contract. Secondly, if somebody's asking you to explain the contract and you can't, that's an issue. Okay. You can change the NFL.
Not so NFL, then, it was
NBA.
NBA, NBA, NFL, WNBA, whatever fucking acronyms y'all want to use, it's great. You want to, you can change these things in sports.
Right.
And that makes you think that I can actually affect change in the entire United States. So yes. I'm going to be the figurehead of this movement.
Yeah. Yes.
That is terrible thinking.
I don't know. It's, I don't know if it is.
Why?
I don't know if it is.
But that wasn't the only industry either. He did it with movies.
Yeah, in the movies too. Yeah. He infiltrated a lot of stuff.
Oh.
But these are
nuts.
No, it's not. This part isn't, Mike. This part isn't. The industry is really ran by white people, like the film industry.
I know that.
I know. I'm just saying why it isn't completely nuts. Like I get why.
Because
why
you're talking about money and influence versus money, influence, death, and oppression. And if you are a logical thinking person,
mm-hmm.
you should not say, well, shit, I made, are we there yet? So therefore, I can now go and talk to Trump about how he's going to fix Black America.
It's delusion.
No, it's logic. Fucking delusion.
Yeah, I don't think it's logic. It's more emotion. I agree with you there when you said it's ego. I think it is a lot of ego.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, I said that.
Okay.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You got it.
Your flowers,
go ahead.
Goddammit.
Like Sophie said before, it's a lot of ego. But I agree with Rod. He probably thought that this is an industry as well that I could tackle.
I can see that because I mean.
That's the problem. It's too many people who do one or two movies, have one or two Grammys, and are like, you know what? Let's change the world today. And then this shit happens.
I'm not saying that it's right. not an idealistic thinking. I'm not saying that it's not that. Because I can be like that, right? We all know I can be like that. So that's why I say I can understand it. I understand yeah. me being able to think that I can make a significant change in
sure.
the world, right?
Sure, sure.
So that's what I'm saying. I can understand with the shit that he's done, even more so than me, that he feel like he can. Because of the moves that he's made in industries that's been hard to infiltrate. So that's why I'm saying I can level with him in that regard as to why he thinks that.
But I think all before of this someone. Is making it look like Ice Cube is not as smart as he is.
Say that one more time.
All of this that we're saying, mm-hmm. it makes it sound like Ice Cube is not as smart as I think he is. Me I too. Think Ice Cube is way smarter than you're giving him the credit for. I don't think that Ice Cube is just sitting around like, man, I changed. I did this in the sports industry and I did this in the movie industry. So therefore, I think I can make Trump work with Black Americans to change things. And if he does think that, then that's crazy.
He kind of alluded to that in a tweet.
That's sad.
But
that's sad.
Again, I don't want people to think that Ice Cube is going to be the person doing the talking.
But he has been. He has
in the interviews, but I just firmly believe that he is handing this off to the smarter people.
Yeah, because he did that with the other stuff, too.
And it didn't work.
It did work.
No, with
okay.
this.
Oh, with this.
If y'all are keep saying oh. that he handed it off to the smarter people, and all he got was one line from his contract into Trump's, then why are we looking to Ice Cube anymore? That it's doesn't just, make sense.
It.
Y'all are only doing this
I'm only
because he's the nigga that no one should fuck with. He's the guy that made Lethal Injection. He's the guy that made these albums. I'm telling
that,
y'all.
And it has a little bit to do with what you and Ken were saying about the lack of attention, though. If these celebrities, as Sophie said, get bored and they're twiddling their thumbs and they see that politicians aren't paying attention to Black people and they feel like, I got to put the cape on and save the day. Because the lack of attention, because we don't swing the vote, as you guys were saying. So if you're sitting there and you're Ice Cube or you're Diddy or whoever the hell else says vote or die, and you're like, well, nobody's talking about Black people. I'm rich. I'm Black. Let me be the do it. Let me be the person to do it. And I think that's part of the problem, because you get guys like Ice Cube because they don't see Joe Biden talking about it. They don't see Donald Trump talking about it. They see anybody talking about Black people. So they feel like they got to be the ones to talk about it. Unfortunately, they're celebrities.
An organization that would bring in people that are a lot more informed than you. Instead, you decide, well, I'm good at this.
When you
I
say that,
talk.
You're acting like he's not doing that. He is doing that. He said he's bringing the people that's smarter than him.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay,
I said, how about you start up an organization that gets all of these people together? I said this actually 2 weeks ago, that if these celebrities actually wanted to do some fucking good, put all of your
the
money.
The celebrity down. Starting organization, not Q.
Not Q by himself.
Gotcha.
My bad. But these celebrities that you're talking
together.
About are bored, and they say, well, no one's talking to Black people, da 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 da. Reach out to other Black celebrities.
I do.
Cube
agree.
Knows
I do that with
everyone.
But you know what?
But
though?
Again,
go ahead.
Again,
but again, I just want to make this point. But like, he did like with the Big Three.
Stop talking about the damn
to.
Big Three, bro.
I have to. I
this
have
is
to.
Not sports.
But it's the move is though, because like even with that, he brought in all of these other celebrities or NBA players that could actually make this thing work.
Cube knows a lot.
He couldn't do it by himself, and
Cube
he knew
knows
that.
More about sports than he does politics.
Say that one more time.
Cube knows more about sports than he does politics.
But the business of the NBA is
not the same as getting people saved.
I'm just
stop equating the two.
I think the point Rod is trying to make, though, because I understand where you're coming from, is that when you're successful in areas that you haven't necessarily come up in, but you bring people around, like Cube Vision. Like his movie shit. You know what I'm saying? The thing, like, he has brought people together to make sure that they can execute his vision. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what Rod is trying to say.
And I'm going to say this one more time. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody hears me this time.
Yeah.
It didn't fucking work. All right, guys. He brought people like you guys are saying.
They still working.
He brought people that are smarter than him.
It's still working though, Mike.
Say what?
It's still working.
Like, this is still a moving thing. God. It's not.
Good luck, black people. Good luck, gays. Good luck, women. Trump has another fucking 12 in the bucket because of this type of shit.
I'm just so.
This is crazy.
Scared.
Me too, especially now.
I'm not.
It's a scary thing for different people, like, depending on where you fall, right? So as a woman, you have to be like, am I going to have access to birth control or, like, abortion? Or am I going to have to fucking stick a hammer, fucking hanger up my vagina and fucking figure it out myself? Like, those are the realities, right? And it's like you still have people arguing back and forth on pro fucking, you know, life or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's too much. Like, there's so many, like, trickle down other things that fall underneath this umbrella to be arguing about petty things. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what Hillary said about hot sauce, stupid. Okay, her emails, maybe stupid. Everything else that Trump has done?
Thank you.
Being fucking impeached?
Thank you.
What the fuck?
And now you see how this mindset worked that got Trump in here. You had a fucking reality star that was rich. He became president. Now you have a rich rapper who changed things in the NBA and the movie system, and people are looking at that and saying, well, he did it there.
And he's not the only one. Kanye is
not trying to be president, though. Yeah, he ain't trying to, like, he only wants a voice for people that he feel like is not being heard.
You guys are missing the point. I think what Mike is saying is that if he wanted to, the fucking, like, Trump stuck his foot in the door, and now the whole bitch is blown wide open.
Thank you, Sophie.
That's what he's saying. It's not whether or not Ice Cube is running.
Right. But and y'all's mentality shows how it happens.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Kim Kardashian could run next year if she wanted to.
And the mentality that you guys are displaying is going to show why this can happen. Because you're saying that he affected the NBA and the movie system.
Not only that. If we just pause for a second, right?
The only reason I said that is because you said something about you don't understand why he thinks this could work or whatever. And I'm saying, well, I think he thinks that because of the stuff that he's done.
And what I'm saying once again is he's a lot, I would like to think he's a lot smarter than saying, well, because I affected the movie industry and the sports industry, mm-hmm. I can now get Trump to stop getting black people killed. I would like to think he's a little smarter than this. Those two things are not equatable. And y'all are saying, well, black or white people run these industries and he didn't come up in these industries and he was able to infiltrate them. Yes, because those are industries that can be run by celebrity, and it's not a big issue if they're run by celebrity. U.S. politics?
That's a whole different discussion. And it's scary because, for example, right, we see that Kanye is doing whatever the fuck he is on the polls and on the ballots and dancing around. And, you know, is it a breakdown? Is he promoting an album? Is he trying to run for office? We don't know. But let's just say, hypothetically speaking, which, I mean, it's really not that far off from reality. If Kim Kardashian says, you know what, 2024, I'm in this bitch. People are going to be skeptical and, oh, it's never going to happen. And, oh, she was a whore. And, oh, she's naked and this and that. But she's gotten black people out of jail, right? Mm-hmm. She has that under her belt. Her mm-hmm. dad was a lawyer. Mm-hmm. She's going into the whole legal thing. So people, and then combined with stan culture, combined with riches, combined with finances, combined with other things, she could have Kanye as the motherfucking...
the VP?
VP.
I guess you can't do that, can you?
2024 or whatever. I don't know. Whatever, right? So it's something that sounds so asinine and ridiculous, but Trump running sounded ridiculous four years ago. So that's what me and Mike are saying. You stick your fucking toe over the threshold of the door and the bitch is blown wide open.
Exactly.
There's no fucking walls on the house anymore. You just put the TNT and the whole bitch is right exposed for anyone else to walk up and do the shit. Whether or not they want to, that's not up for
that's
debate.
Not the issue.
It's the fact that they can.
Right.
That's dangerous.
That's extremely dangerous. And Ice Cube getting this call and getting this connection, whatever it is, it opens up a door for other motherfuckers to be like, well, I can do that shit too. Because Trump is going to entertain everybody but people that will actually hold him to the fire. He'll entertain Ice Cube. He'll entertain Kanye. He'll entertain Steve Harvey. He'll entertain, what's the football player? Jim Brown. He'll entertain these people. He's not going to entertain somebody that's going to be like, yo, this is what Black America wants. And we have a crew of other people here that are willing to go out on the streets and defend everything that we're putting in front of you.
So I'm trying to understand what you guys are saying. So are you, I know you're not saying this, but it kind of sounds like it. So what, are you saying that we stand back and do nothing? Like, what are you saying exactly? That's what I'm asking.
I don't even understand how that's a question.
Because like, okay, so.
Because I literally, not even six minutes ago, said, if celebrities want to help, gather all of these other celebrities, pool your money, and then get actual activists in here with a plan.
You just have a problem with the way he's going about it.
No.
No, it's about the lack of qualification.
Yes. Exactly.
That's literally it. It's not saying we don't do nothing. It's don't do shit for the sake of doing shit.
Exactly.
Because this isn't qualified. This doesn't make sense. There's a lot of ego mixed into this shit. There's a lot of, oh, if you get something passed, you want to be the person to say that they do. It's just an ego thing. That's
right.
The general thing in politics, right? When like, you know how Trump came in and he's trying to get everything that Obama did out, whether it's good or bad,
mm-hmm.
right? He wants to be the person to dismantle that shit because it's, I don't give a shit how it affects people. I want to be the person.
So who's qualified then?
Not Trump.
Not Trump. Not Cube.
Not Trump. No, I'm talking about like as far as to do something what Cube is trying to do. Who's qualified?
A lot of people are qualified because like I said 2.5 hours ago, Cube's plan is not new. People have been trying to push for this kind of thing for a long time. It's just they've been getting ignored.
He would reach out to state representative, legislators, people in Congress or former Congress members mm-hmm. who know or are familiar with the laws and can
right.
language it in a way that can get it passed.
Right. So why hasn't that worked up to this point?
He said that he hasn't gotten a response.
Huh?
He said he hadn't gotten a response.
No. I'm talking about those people that you're talking about.
It hasn't worked because Trump doesn't want to change these things.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I got what you're saying.
Yeah, if that was the case, he wouldn't reach out to fucking celebrities. He'd reach out to actual politicians
exactly.
and people who actually do the
so,
work.
So is it hopeless then? Like, what are we saying? That's what I'm trying to understand. So
focusing on Trump at 2 weeks before the election.
No, for sure. I've already
hopeless.
Agreed with right. that. I've already agreed with y'all on
right.
that. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying in general. Like, so when this is, when everything.
Said and done. Okay.
If Biden and them get in there, at what? So y'all still don't agree with Cube is doing at that point? You still think he isn't qualified enough, or can't find people
he's
that are
qualified? No, he's not qualified enough. No,
and that's why I think he's probably going to be overlooked. Because if other people have drafted actual policies and bills and put that in place, why would you listen to somebody who has things to say on the back?
But that's where I am with Ken. Like, because at that point, if he was able to have this somebody talking about him for 2 hours on a podcast. He's got his foot in the door, as you were saying, right? And now he can bring the people that you saying, like the local
legislators,
administrators, and stuff like that.
You guys.
It kind of like no, wait.
He didn't get his foot in the door.
But I'm saying, when it's all said and done, right? I'm past that. I already agree with y'all on that. I'm saying when it's all said and done, do you still have that same sentiment?
Yes.
Why?
Because he did not get his foot in the door. His name was used to get black votes.
Right here.
That's it.
Yeah,
right here.
We're not saying at all that his ideas were... I think you're confusing and saying
maybe.
That... Yeah, exactly. We're not saying that Ice Cube's ideas were so monumental and groundbreaking that, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, he got his foot in the door. Let's continue working with him.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that a lot of this shit that he's talking about is things that have already been discussed and thought by this other party. So
right.
why, I mean, if he wants to be the face of some shit and put some money towards shit, why not? Whatever.
Right.
He's qualified to do that.
Right.
But to be drafting fucking politics and sitting in Senate seats and all this other shit.
And then relaying those messages to the black people, the black public. No, he's not qualified for that.
Because he has never been a trained politician.
Is your question more so the 22 page plan that Biden has, right? Let's say he gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to make sure that those things happen?
Not Ice Cube.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying who.
There are okay. So what we're saying is, go out and look for local black organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that are going to hold people's feet to the fire.
Okay.
There are other activist groups that are out here that have been doing this for many, many years.
Gotcha.
The problem is Trump has been ignoring them because he doesn't care about black people.
Right.
I'm not even saying that Biden really does either, mm-hmm. but it looks good. Okay. If Biden wins, we have to stay on his neck.
Right.
Hey, man, what about that plan you said? Remember exactly. the 22? What about that 22?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, the 22 again. Hey, the 22. At least Biden said, I have a 22-page plan that I'm willing to put into action.
Mm-hmm.
Trump said dick
right, right.
to
we
Ice
passed
Cube.
Trump
no, we're not past Trump.
No, I'm really...
Because this is important.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
This is important. We keep looking at it. Well, what should Biden do? What about Biden? Yeah, what about Biden? Biden already said, here's my plan. At least he's done that.
Right.
So then we now have leverage to say, okay, if you don't enact this, mm-hmm. don't even fucking look to us in 2024.
I think we all in agreement with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Ken fell asleep. I don't blame him.
I'm not asleep. I just know that for 40 plus years on this earth, this has been a perpetual cycle.
We haven't done it.
And
we haven't done it.
And I've seen grassroots organizations. I've seen celebrities, the little, I guess if you can include Diddy's Vote or Die, whatever. I've seen all kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And very little of the shit is working. And definitely the grassroots shit, the motherfuckers that's been in the streets for 20 plus years can't even get a fucking call.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but Ice Cube, the rapper, can.
And Ice Cube got a call.
Right. And that did nothing.
We don't know that yet.
We do know that.
We're still in progress.
We do know that.
No, we don't.
We do.
No, we
because
don't.
Trump said, I worked with Ice Cube to develop this plan.
You know,
and then the plan has one thing from Ice Cube's plan. So it did nothing.
Okay. So what the reason why I say it's still in progress is because mm-hmm. for all intents and purposes, it looked like Trump's going to lose the election. So say, for instance, that happens based mm-hmm. on what you guys are saying mm-hmm. is that when Biden gets in office, mm-hmm. then we can see if he takes Cube up on that. Then at that point, we can say whether or not it worked or not.
I don't need him to talk to Ice Cube. I don't
but just going back to the conversations we've had, that's when Biden is in office and that's when he told him, I'll holler at you.
Will,
right?
No. What he said was, I agree with 85% of your plan. We will address this after the election.
Right, right. That's
that does not translate to, I'm going to call you back, Ice Cube, and I'm going to bring you into my office, Ice Cube, and we're going to have a conversation, Ice Cube. It could be that 85% of what's on Ice Cube's plan is already on Joe Biden's. So maybe at some point they're like, look, we're going to look back at this plan and maybe this other 15% we can discuss.
My interpretation of that tweet is that when he said address, that means address, I'm going to call you back after the election.
Or I'm going to address what's in
one of the way, but my interpretation is that we're going to call you after that. So that's why until that happens, that's why I'm saying it's still in process or progress or whatever you want to, whatever word you want to use.
Which is more of a progress than what Trump gave.
Fine. But one way or the other, then I'm, you know, since he did place that, that is part of it. Trump now, Dems later, whatever. Then at that point, we'll know whether it worked. But one way or the other, none of this other shit is working. And Alicia and all these other motherfuckers can't even get a fucking call back. Ice Cube did. He got people in place that's going to be able to have these conversations with him. Ice Cube is not going to be the one at the podium. And we're just going to have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool. Cool.
What are the questions?
Trump 2020, Trump 2024, Trump 2028.
Stop it.
All right, y'all think it's a fucking joke, just like Trump does. But when this shit happens, holla at me.
Are you joking about that, though?
No, I'm not fucking joking.
Because remember, I said that before.
About the 2028. Yeah, okay. I'm joking about that part. I'm joking about that part. But I'm not joking will have another. No, I'm joking about that part. That's not going to happen. But we will have Trump for another 4 years. Absolutely.
Yep.
Because we're putting our faith in rappers and celebrities and people that are on TV shows where they're fighting
totally
with their sisters.
Okay. Totally unfair right
and
now.
Harambe.
I'm being
you know,
honest.
That is not the case.
I'm being honest.
We're not going to take one incident and
one? One?
This whole Ice Cube
Steve
thing?
Harvey, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian,
I'm talking
Ice
about
Cube.
Ice Cube now, not what happened.
But it's always somebody different.
Harambe.
It's always some other celebrity.
People voted for
like,
Harambe.
What?
People right. voted for
all right,
Harambe.
Y'all. All right.
Americans deserve this fucking shit. Fuck
they
it.
Do. After this conversation, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
We deserve everything we're fucking getting.
I've been saying that shit. Y'all want to be divided over stupid shit and fucking trivial shit, and that's fine.
All right.
No Vaseline. That's what y'all about to get.
God damn, I'm glad y'all said it all. Mm-hmm. Said it at the beginning, didn't I?
Thank you for bringing that topic, Lou.
Yeah, man.
Hey. I'm sorry,
man. Yeah, we wasted your time, man.
No, not his time. We're talking about the listeners. Damn, we didn't even do anything.
Well, I was talking about his time too. I'm sure he probably thought he was coming into like a more.
No, I mean I enjoyed it.
He walked in for this. You see the shirt?
He was ready for war.
He was ready for war.
This
is my fault.
You brought that energy.
I apologize. I apologize to Is the Mic Still On listeners for that.
Nah, I think I should apologize. Ken should apologize. If it wasn't for us two, this wouldn't have gone as long. Don't look at me like that. You know, goddamn well, I wouldn't argue with myself.
That was a classic.
I will be an adult and accept 50% of the blame. If Ken doesn't want to, I'm saying that both parties are the same here. If Ken does not want to agree with that, that's okay.
I think we should wait until after the episode drops.
You stupid. It's her. You stupid.
All right, so that was our episode long debate about Ice Cube, but it was a conversation that we needed to have. We'll get back to our regular scheduled programming next week, but right now we're going to jump into some comments after the break. So we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, so we're back. So, Saturated Proper wrote, there are food banks popping up all over schools distributing boxes of food funded by the federal government as part of the initial stimulus that got passed months ago. Just like the checks, these boxes of food contained a letter signed by Trump. I've seen this letter in the trash outside my building. Like, what the fuck? This is pathetic. So, yeah. Which he's using government funding for that.
Yeah, and y'all cool with that?
To also use this for his election,
what?
Which is illegal.
What's wrong with that? Way, I mean, he's trying to help black people, right? He's feeding you.
That didn't go to black
if
people.
There's a fried chicken. It went to Ramel ass.
Oh, yeah, it did go to Ramel.
So it did go to some black people. He ate the fuck out of
that's
that
mostly
shit.
Going to, like, rural
Ramel
white
came in with a Trump chicken sandwich.
It's mostly going to rural.
Trump chicken sandwich.
Oh, shit. Trump chicken sandwich.
I think it's mostly going to rural white America, but I don't know.
The deplorables? Maybe we should fight harder for that. Do we have some black food bloggers? Sophie. Why don't you get on board?
To get more groceries for black people?
Yeah, to get more groceries for black people.
Might as well.
I guess we have to have a celebrity.
Okay. She a celeb.
Yeah, she is a celebrity.
BH1989. To add to the cases going up in the Northeast, I live in Brooklyn, and yes, the cases are reportedly going up, and people I see occasionally told me last week the Hasidic Jews were protesting saying Jewish lives matter with the policing off how they were treated during COVID. I go through this area once a week and they do not wear masks at all from what I've personally seen.
Dang, out here attacking Jews. Fucked up, bro.
That's from the comment section. Last one, Easy Mickey. I'm only a few minutes into the latest episode, but after hearing Beezy's recommendation, can we please get the crew to play Among Us and record or stream the game? I'm just ready to see the drama. I have this vivid image in my head of Mike and Sophie calling each other out and Rob being completely lost and not knowing who to vote out because he genuinely trusts them both. And it's too positive and goodwill to set that trust aside for the sake of a simple game.
This is a video game?
Yeah.
No, I'm straight.
That's funny. What is it called?
Among Us. All right.
Y'all don't know me.
Like y'all know me.
All right, well, that's gonna do it for our comments this week. We're gonna jump into our Pass the Mic segment where we answer your questions. You can send those to isthemicsalon@gmail.com. Hey y'all,
Hey.
Sophie, I need a name. They need a name.
Ladarius.
Okay. Hi, y'all. Ladarius, please. And that is a fake name. So if somebody's listening to this, this is not the Ladarius you may know. I just lost my virginity about 2 years ago when I was 25.
FIFO, bro. Chill out, man. Chill out, dog. That's not cool.
Damn,
bro. It's fucked up. That's fucked up, Spike.
Broke, man?
Why you doing like that, Spike Lou?
Oh, shit.
It was all right. We went all night, and I didn't bust, but I wasn't really into it. Half mass most of the time, but she insisted.
wait.
You're reading too fast. Wait. I can't hear.
That first nut when you get some pussy, dog, like that shit's memorable. Don't come out here talking about you ain't bust no motherfucking nut, dog.
All night.
How you gonna tell
first?
Him? It's his question.
All right. Go
see, ahead. That's why I laughed.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ken.
I didn't leave until after 7 a.m. Long story short, I wasn't really vibing with Shorty's personality during the date.
Okay.
She didn't like to dance. The sense of humor wasn't aligned. It was just meh. She just offered cheeks, so I took them. With that being said, I'm extremely fearful moving forward of being in awkward sexual situations like that. I haven't had sex since our first and second dates, and I'm too inexperienced to feel confident enough in even pursuing it. Plus, I don't even really know how to talk to random women like that. I knew Shorty from uni, and we were already acquainted through other members of each of our friend groups. What should I do moving forward?
Shout out to the UK followers. I love
like,
it.
Bro, like, bro, this is not that difficult, though. Because I feel like, look, first of all, it's not. Because, like, in your journeys, in your sexual journeys with women, there's going to be awkward sexual situations that you just can't control. That is just going to happen. Just like in real life in any other situation. There's certain things that are just out of your control, bro. You just got to go with the flow in those moments. In terms of you not being able to talk to random women, practice that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, be like, set a daily goal. Be like, you know what? I'm going to generate conversation with two random women every day. And just like practice, you're going to get better at that shit. You know what I'm saying? Look, we live in a digital age now. Social media apps, that's the easiest way to break the ice or dating apps. You know what I'm saying? They're basically one and the same now. So, you know, your worry and fretting about awkward sexual situations, bro, put that shit at the back of your brain, dog. Like, that's the least thing that you got to worry about when it comes to this sex shit.
I mean, is it that awkward? He fucked all night.
I
didn't fuck all night on my first time.
Hell no, me neither.
No. First time all night is a...
He
wasn't into it, so, you know.
He must have been into it if he was fucking all night.
No, I think he was trying to force it, to be honest.
Yeah, he said he was half mass, bro.
But you went all night. So somebody's lying.
His dick was lying.
You're not going to fuck. Okay, first of all, what girl's going to let you have sex with her all night long with a half hard dick?
Mm. And being awkward. Like, yeah, this all night? She's just going to lay there like, are you done?
Yeah, I'm not buying
this one.
You'd
be surprised.
Sorry.
Young girls, I mean, depending on... There's all a night? Lot of shit that flies with some young girls.
All night.
Because they have...
I mean, I'm sure they fell asleep at some point and then got up. And,
really? And she probably thought that, you know, that was like, you know...
That happens?
What happens? They fall asleep? Yes.
Between session... Between
what do you
rounds?
Mean, really? You don't fall asleep? What do you...
Between rounds, my
nigga? People mean like
between rounds, yeah. But like you're talking like during, like I'm in there working. At least that's the mental picture I got, Sophie.
No,
clarify my wrong.
If that happens, you might just want to go home,
huh?
If that happens, you might just want to pick up and go home.
100%. That ain't never happened to me. Like you just fall asleep in the middle. What the fuck wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Ain't nothing wrong with me. Ain't shit wrong with me. Trust that. I'm just saying, like, damn, I ain't never heard that before.
Shit, sometimes that stroke just
put him out.
Yeah,
hey, nice. Q said it. Q said it. My Jimmy Run deep. So deep.
Put a rest to sleep.
Q said it, bro.
It was a good day.
Okay, that's probably why Trump called him. He's like, hey, same here.
No, I can see that. I seen your name on that Goodyear blimp.
Said Donald Trump is a pimp.
I can see
you
that.
You said he never put him to sleep before.
You never put him to sleep, bro.
No. The way Sophie was describing it, I guess my mental picture was different.
Y'all are assholes.
They are assholes.
They're
on their 5 hours.
They are assholes. Yeah, man, you ain't never put him to sleep before.
Hey.
Like, man, you still up? Why are you still up? God damn it. I'm tired. Shit.
No, I have, but I'm just, no, it's just, again, the mental picture that I have Sophie describing, and especially because she said it was young girls, meaning I hear young, I think inexperienced, and then you're saying, like, they're falling asleep in the middle of the act? Like, I don't, like.
When I say young, it wasn't supposed to be inexperienced, per se. It just means sometimes young girls just be letting anything fuck slide, like. They don't know when to say no. They don't know when to say, like, okay, I'm kind of over this, you know, like that type of thing. Not no in that type of context.
Yeah,
just like they don't know when to be like, basically kick a nigga out. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, you had to be a strong type of girl to kick a nigga out in college. I mean, I know people who did it, but it's kind of like most girls are like, they just want to be nice and, you know, whatever.
And some of them have pride too, right? So if he like have, like if he's not performing to his full capacity, like, well, something wrong with me type of thing.
That sounds like insecurity, but okay. Sure.
I mean, I think that's a thing.
Everybody deals with some level of insecurity.
So this guy trying to figure out what the hell to do.
Or maybe she just really liked him and she wanted it to work. Fuck.
That too.
Two dates.
Or he's lying. I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult you, Laquarius, but dude,
Ladarius.
Come on, man. You walked in there, and your very first time, you fucked all night long. I feel like men make these stories up because it makes us sound like we're the man. It's not impressive anymore.
But he's not, though. Actually,
yeah. He said, go ahead.
But he's not trying to make it seem like he's the man because he said he wouldn't even like.
He said it was awkward. Yeah, he said I'm too inexperienced to feel confident enough in even pursuing it.
But y'all still think he fucked this girl all night long?
I'm sure that's a little hyperbolic.
He lost his virginity, right? Maybe all night for a virgin. Maybe it was.
He said he left at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah, he spent the night.
So when maybe all night meaning five. like what we were saying
started at 6:30
on and off all night.
Exactly.
It has that's it.
Exactly. That's what he means. Not like bam 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 bam. Yeah,
no, all night. For 7 hours. We're calling the
it was like bam bam.
Yes, guys. I didn't take him seriously. Like I didn't take him that literally, guys.
Bam 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 bam.
I still have a hard time buying this.
You're stupid.
Sorry. It just doesn't make sense.
But what is he asking?
Yeah, what is he asking? I'm confused.
Because
what should he do? So he says,
a doctor.
I haven't.
No.
You say a doctor?
Well, not like a button. Like a physician, but maybe he needs to talk to like a therapist.
Oh, because I thought you said adopt.
Adopt?
Oh, I thought you said adopt her. I don't know, man. I don't know what people are into, bro.
Adopt her.
He thought you said adopt.
Yeah, I just.
He should adopt her.
That's what I thought you said, man. Look, no kink shaming on this show.
That was weird. I'm saying if he had sex with this woman for however many hours he claims.
All night long.
He don't want to be in that.
Stop just said, go jump. Hey, jumbo. He keep calling, oh, we yo. Oh, jumbalaya.
Your
dick is too soft to fuck.
That awkward situation again. So he's just trying to figure out what.
Well, why don't you actually date somebody you fucking like and are fucking attracted to and then just go from there?
Yeah, he might still need to get something looked at because if he was
a virgin, it's not that deep.
But it might be.
It may be, but he was also a virgin. So if I were him, I would try it maybe two more times. And on the third time, then you might want to say, let me hop on ZocDoc.
Yeah, it's a little early. It's a little early to see someone.
It is early. And he also said he wasn't really into her like that.
Exactly.
Maybe he don't like girls.
He wasn't feeling the vibe.
Bad advice.
No, well, what? I mean, no, that's really not that bad of advice.
Ken said maybe he don't like girls.
You said it one more time?
Ken said maybe he doesn't like girls.
I mean, that's a possibility.
That's a possibility.
But that would require you seeing a doctor too, wouldn't it?
It would also require.
Yes, it would. You need to speak to somebody.
To go a little bit more to make sure that you don't like them.
So because get with the guy
after one time.
Oh, you know what? I fuck with that sometimes because sometimes you got to make the same mistake twice just to figure out if it's actually a mistake.
Oh, and by the way, when I say doctor, once again, I'm not talking about a fucking medical doctor. So I don't want anybody putting comments saying like
confused, but I figured it out.
Yeah.
Therapist.
Yeah. It wasn't for you guys. It was for the commenters. Same. They're like, oh, Mike said if you think you might be gay, you might need to see a doctor. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Forgot ED.
You may just need to try a couple more times to, you know,
figure it out.
Yeah. And maybe she, like he said in his question, that he wasn't feeling her. She wasn't dancing. Like, they went out. It was awkward. It wasn't, like, there was no synergy.
I think he tried to force it. I think he tried to force it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just seemed like, oh, this is supposed to happen, and then it happens, and you're just kind of, like, staring at the wall the whole time.
At what point do you give up, though? I don't understand this guy's story.
When she started twirling your dick around like a helicopter? What's going on here? What's going on here?
I'm just saying, like, if you were half hard and you weren't into her, and I get it, you wanted to finish this. I'm more looking at it like, I just don't understand from the woman's standpoint, why are you gonna lay there all night long letting this dude keep trying to fuck?
Maybe she was a virgin too. She thought this is how it was supposed to go.
I think he probably would have said, if, you know, unless it's,
maybe he didn't know.
You're gonna know.
But if he's a virgin, he wouldn't know.
Yes, you are gonna know. I don't want to sit here and have to explain biology.
You don't have to explain,
but then you should know that even if you're a virgin, you're 9 times out of 10, you're gonna know that she is too, because things are gonna happen.
True, but you know, maybe that didn't happen.
Maybe.
And that's very possible too.
Maybe.
Oh my God, these hypotheticals.
Yeah, these hypotheticals are a little ridiculous, but right. Well, I see your point.
I think the advice here at this point, try it again, maybe not with her, try it maybe with someone else, don't force it. Maybe you're one of those people who just, I mean, because it sounds like it was like a one-night stand, you know? Like, maybe you're not that type of person. Maybe you want to, like, have a deeper connection to somebody, and that's okay. Because to be honest, the way that hookup culture is pushed, it's like you're like something's wrong with you if you don't want to do that. I mean, you might be a different type of person, and that's fine. True. You know, I think it really does, I think, for a lot of people, take some opening up with themselves to be comfortable having sex, and having sex with a specific person.
With that said, it might have been just a bad night for both of y'all. Huh?
Sure. No, why not? Sure.
I'm just saying, this could have been a bad night. It could have been just a possibility,
bad all night.
Well, a bad night. All night or whatever. Like,
what time did you get home from dancing? Was it 3 a.m.? Because then it was like a smaller window.
Yeah, maybe I just need to understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the definition of all night? Was it like 5 a.m. to 7?
And then you like, or he fell asleep at some point, I'm sure, and left at 7. Exactly. So maybe he got back at like 11. And to him, fucking all night was just the passing of the next day.
Yeah.
So maybe he fucked from like 11 until 1.
Yeah.
That's more feasible.
Yeah. Because I don't know this because I don't drink, but doesn't drinking affect your erectile function or whatever?
But I thought
there's some situations where it doesn't. Certain like alcohol, right?
No, well, I don't know about certain alcohols, but I know you could be so fucked up that you could pass out in the pussy. Or you could be at a great enough level where
that is just a poor just management of liquor at that point.
Is there such thing?
No,
as
whiskey dick is a thing, Rod.
Right. Yes, that's exactly what I was about to ask.
Yes, whiskey dick is a thing.
Yeah.
It's just certain alcohols affect people differently. Mm-hmm. So yes, if he was drunk, then that could have definitely affected his performance, and maybe that's why he went all night, because he just
didn't
have even a concept of what was happening, which is a bad idea for your first time.
It is.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely alcohols that will impede your performance.
I don't know about that whiskey.
I've heard both sides. That's what I've said. I've heard both sides. I heard alcohol being able to make you go all night. I heard alcohol actually affecting your performance, like, in a negative way. So yeah, you know, it could be all kind of variables to the situation, you know. So yeah, again, I would just chalk this up to a bad night. Try it again. See if it works. See if the vibe is better.
If first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah, charges it again.
Let me ask y'all this: like, I also believe, from my personal experience, and let me know if you guys share the same viewpoint or not. But with casual sex, like, oftentimes at least for me, the performance wasn't the same because there weren't anything else. Like, it was just, okay,
boring.
I'm just here.
I mean, it's really up to the drugs to make it a good.
Yeah, it depends on how compatible. Huh?
Yeah.
What's he say?
Nothing. Nothing.
You said drugs?
I mean, you know, just regular, regular things. You know, no lines.
Regular drugs, not like heroin or something.
Yeah, no, not like that. Of course.
But it's just been in my experience that the majority of my casual situations weren't as good as situations when I was
connected
really
to somebody in some way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, maybe that's just, he just didn't have no connection
to her. That's what it sounds like.
Like, I've had that type of experience where it's just like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, cool. I guess I missed that part. I guess I didn't hear the part about he wasn't into her. Because when he just kept saying that his, you know, he was half hard. I didn't black out for nothing. No, I guess my first thought is he may have a medical condition. I didn't hear the part about him not being into her, but that makes what you just said. Sure, that makes sense. Why are you pointing at Yui?
No, I was going to pull the mic.
Oh, I'm about to say. He already told y'all motherfuckers last week. keep my motherfucking name out your mouth.
Damn, shit to add to what people were talking about.
You said, I ain't have nothing in this motherfucker, bruh. You better ask somebody. Shit, you see my setup. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit.
Right. I take off like a rocket. You ain't hurt. I'm walking away, goddammit. Rocket man!
Hell nah. All right, well, go see a doc, change out your liquor, and maybe find somebody.
Pick yourself up and try again.
Yeah.
Try with somebody. But he said he doesn't know how to talk to women. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the problem?
Well, I was saying with her, but if he's not into her.
No, don't try again with her.
Yeah, because if he clearly said you're not into her, like, mm-hmm, what are you doing then? Like, why?
He's trying to get some. I mean, this goes to the advice we gave last week.
What did y'all give last
week?
Stop
trying to go. Well, you weren't here. Oh. But stop trying to get like the quote unquote hottest girls or whatever. Yeah. And
get somebody that fucks with you.
Yeah, right. He said he just took it. It was given to him. He took it.
Yeah, maybe she really liked him, but he just didn't like her that much.
Mm-hmm. How much let me be quiet.
Yeah. No. and if all this fails, call Ice Cube. That's gonna do it for us.
He'll tell you you're doing a fine job because you performed one thing properly.
We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.